B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Good morning, everybody! Oh, it's big. Oh, the deal zone is popping. Bot, give me the deal zone music. I need the deal zone music, bot. Oh, it's something big is a brewing. Who is it? What is it? How about, oh, here it is. Oh, something big is a brewing with the Sixers. Who is it? Now, we know Tucker is done. Now, the James Harden opted out. Thank you, Beard, to show that he wants to win a title. That's the best news that we got in a long time. Now, we had thought that the whole thing would be worked out where it would come out to 3 years, 80-some million. I mean, he kept hearing that number really since they got him, that was the plan. Now, I didn't realize that I thought he would opt in 2 years and then give you the kind of back-end deal. But he's doing this whole thing. I like it. Gives them maneuverability. Gives them the free up. Gives Morey some ammo. So let's see what he's got cooking. I heard the boys in the morning. I mean, DiVincenzo I would like a lot. I would love, actually, that. Broke all them Delaware Jordan. Bring him back. I would love that. I'm down with that. That would be interesting. There was a lot of Batum talk, but who's a good ball player, by the way. You know, he'll hit you three, play good defense, good solid wing player. But Jake Fisher just reported that he's going back to the Clippers, so we'll see. You know about Batum, where that rolls. There's got to be something, and I heard the Windhorst. You got the windy drop. You got to keep going. The deal zone doesn't stop, bot. Deal zone plays, man, in a loop. As long as we're talking deals, bot, the deal zone music plays. It's ominous. Who knows what's going to happen? It's tension. That is the deal zone. Welcome to the deal zone. So we'll see. What other shoe to drop? Windhorst said that he keeps hearing Tobias's name. Now, what happens? Now, you know, you got maneuverability with Harden. Can you flip Tobias into something? Batting that around with Bob and Devon. You know, the Beal opt-out is like, whoa, whoa. But Bob and Devon were believing, I believe the same thing, but Beal goes, gets his Supermax. Devon said Supermax 5 years. And then he waits a year and then asked out. Well, we'll see. But is there somebody else that they're coveting? Remember, we didn't know about Melton. Melton was a name that came out of the blue. Does the Eel have somebody else in mind to bolster this team? Is that possible? It all begins today, man. It's a big day. The deal zone is a popping. So we'll keep you abreast of the situation. And any kind of news, any kind of bites, anything come our way, we'll let you know. Who would be the fit? I'm curious. The deal zone is on. Geek Week continues. Today we go into our fantasy world, and we'll dive into a little fantasy action today. We'll talk about a little fantasy football and who's our fantasy geeks. We'll do that sort of thing. So we'll do that. We may hear from the geek today. He'll check in. He's our geek during the season. He's a beast. We'll get him today. So we're going to dive into our plush geekdom today, but yeah, I'm starting to feel little apprehensive. Last night, I mean, listen, we said it. We didn't like it yesterday. I did not like the Phillies last night. Not with Wright on the mound for Atlanta, Kyle Wright, who's really good. He's got some great stuff. And, you know, and Ranger pitched well. The shame is that the Ranger really gave him a good outing. But I'm worried about the bats, man. I'm worried about where you can get going with this lineup. And that was a tough one. Now you're down, you lose both games at home to start the series. Now you got to win today. And Nola, you have to win today. It's a must win today. So we'll talk a little fighting. Good morning, Bot.
Good morning to you, too. Yeah.
What is in your life, Bot?
What is in my life?
Yes.
Apprehension is a good word. It is too early still to be out, to be catastrophic. A lot of baseball have to be played. But after...
Not about being out. You're never out. I mean,
I was talking to somebody today. They said, give me a week. If this continues for a week, call the season over. I said, that's early.
Somebody said that?
80 games
you can't
left.
Do that, dude. You can't call the season.
That's early.
You can't call the season. That's not right.
I think apprehension is a good word to use today.
I mean, listen, I'm not going to spin a fairy tale. I mean, you know, it is what it is. They're now back to 500. They're now 5 games behind the Braves. You know, they're 8 games out of the Mets, and you fall further in the wild card. I mean, you know, not that that matters. It's such a long season. But, you know, it's going to be hard without Harper to generate the runs. This team is built on offense.
For sure.
And so without Bryce, that's a huge, you know, that's a crater in your lineup.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I think that they are going to have to address the outfield position in the trade at some point. And I know that the guys earlier today were talking about potentially bringing in Andrew Benintendi. I've been on the Ian Happ train for a while. I think that would be
a
perfect fit.
Benintendi. I don't like Benintendi.
He's having a good year.
He don't hit for power.
Correct. He does not. I don't know of anybody that you're going to find other than going
in. I'd rather have Merrifield. You're going to go to that team. I'd rather have Whit Merrifield.
Oh, I mean, there's no doubt. I'd take Merrifield in a heartbeat.
I know his power numbers are down, but I'd rather have him.
You want top of the lineup. That's your top of the lineup.
Right. Whit Merrifield's, I mean, Andrew Benintendi's not a leadoff hitter.
No, I don't think he is.
He's not.
I think he's not.
Who cares about him, too? You need a leadoff guy. You're going to go in. You're going to go for it. Give me Cedric Mullins. I want nothing to do with Benintendi. He stinks. He's a pencil bat.
I don't think you're going to get anybody that's...
I want Cedric Mullins. I've been wanting Cedric Mullins for 2-3 years now. Give me Cedric Mullins, Bot! Hello, Bot.
What do you want to give up?
Can I get Cedric Mullins, Bot?
Sure. You can have Cedric Mullins. For your number 3 prospect. That's probably what you're looking at. 3-4, 3-3.
I was going to say 5. We'll see. We'll see. I don't know what kind of... Is he a huge part of that nucleus going forward?
I don't know.
All they have is the catcher. The catcher's good, Rossman.
Rossman can play.
That's it. And he got hot a little bit. He's starting to hit the ball a little bit.
Yeah, struggled when he first came up.
Who else you got?
On that Orioles team?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, their rotation centered around Means, right?
Yeah.
And...
Yeah, you got one pitcher. I know he's a left-hander.
They're not as solid as they should be, considering they've been rebuilding for a decade.
Exactly. That's my point to you.
And by the way,
Santander, who are they going to, Hayes.
Trey Mancini.
He stinks, Trey Mancini.
He's got pop.
He's popping. So does a champagne cork. Stop with his pop. He stinks. So Mountcastle, they stink. That team stinks.
Yeah, it seems
like slop.
Sure.
Oh, you're not like slop.
They're not good.
Mancini stinks. Come on. I'm sensing something from the Bot. The Bot likes a lot of middling to stink players. You overrate. Who else do you overrate this week? Who I didn't like?
Who's overrated?
Trey Mancini.
I don't think it depends on how much you like him.
I don't like him a little bit.
What I'm saying is I'm not trying to sit here and tell you he's the end-all, be-all for that team, but I think he's a piece.
He's a piece of trash. He's a piece of what? That, they stink.
That team stinks. There's no doubt
about it. Right, and he stinks. Come on. He's got pop.
I mean, he's going to be their all-star this year, probably.
Is he? I don't think so. I'll bet you right now, Bud, he's not their all-star.
Who else can you go with?
Cedric Mullins.
He's only hitting like 250.
So what? He's better than freaking Mancini. Look at their numbers. I don't know. I'll take the other kid, Mountcastle, over Mancini, too. Come on, Bot. Come on, man. Step up your game, Bot.
I mean, Mancini's hitting 280 this year.
Oh, we don't really win a parade?
But that team stinks, right? He's their best player.
He's not their best player. Mullins is their best player, legit. All kidding aside. I don't want to fight with the Bot over the Orioles to start the show because nobody cares about the Orioles.
No, that's true.
All right, Bot? That's what you got to learn. There's certain things that nobody cares about. Who's the other conversation we were having?
Joe Adele.
Right, Joe Adele. You're bringing up Joe Adele. The Bot brings up Joe Adele. People are going, Joe Adele? Who's Joey Adele? What's he from, third in Oregon? Joey Adele? Come on, man. You can't give me that.
What TV show is he in?
Really? No, that's the Bot. All right. What do you do with the lineup? I can't call it, man. People are ready to call it? You're talking to people ready to wave the white flag?
Yeah, in like a week's time.
Come on, man.
Middle of July? That's too early for me. That's way too early.
I can't call it. I can't call it. I can't do it.
No, me neither.
I can't. Listen, I can take a respite, right, and go, all right, you got to somehow hold. Now, next week you get the Nationals again, and they stink.
Yeah.
All right? So
sandwich between seven with the Cardinals.
That's scary.
That's tough.
It is scary. Now, like, you saw them coming in. That lineup, first of all, now that's a good team.
Oh, they're
now
really
that's
good.
A lineup that's really good. Goldschmidt's hitting again, which is scary.
Mm-hmm.
He's having that's a first baseman having a great year. Paul Goldschmidt's back hitting. Arenado. They got a bunch of young kids.
O'Neill.
That are really good.
That's going to be a big test for the Phillies.
Yeah, I know. They have this kid Gorman, who's good. They got Edmund, who's good. Who lead on the Carlson, who another outfielder. I mean, they can rake, and they go, you know, 1 through 8. Catcher stinks, but they go 1 through 8.
And after losing a series to the Braves, you got to go Bailey Falter versus Miles Michaelis.
I know, and he's having a good year
too. Good luck.
I know. Stop! Don't depress me, Bot. It's like talking to the Bot and Bot depressed. No, I don't want to be depressed today.
All right, we're not going to do it. That's the last
thing. I'm actually hopeful today over the Sixers.
Me too.
The Harden news was good. And here's what it also does. It tells you that his mindset is in the right place. His mindset's about winning. I don't know what happened. The great mystery. Does anybody have any clue, any idea as to what happened Game 5 and Game 6? Did he just want to get over to, like, he knew that they were going to win? Let me just get through this. Let's start the offseason, come back fresh next year. Is that it, Bot? Bot, tell me what happened to James Harden Game 5, Game 6 last year.
Gosh, I really wish I had an answer for you.
Come on, Bot. Bot doesn't answer like that.
I truly don't know, because it's one thing if he can't do it. It's another thing if he doesn't do it. And that's what it was in the final two games. It was a lack of try, a lack of fight, a lack of go. And maybe it's a combination of the injury piling up plus that, but the difference between, what was it, Game 4, where he scored 31, or Game 3 or whatever it was.
Yeah,
it was,
but it's not about the points, the numbers. It's about the sprightly play.
Sure.
Like, that's the only thing I'm asking for. I'm not asking for 31 every night.
And that's what in that game, that's what he showed you, was that drive, that second gear, that get up and go, which causes defenders to take a step back, and that's when he can use the step back because he creates some separation. You didn't see that at all in Games 5 and 6.
Right.
I think I attribute that to the injury. Plus, there was clearly a deflated feeling in the entirety of the locker room. They came out without any kind of cause in Game 6 and the second half of Game 5.
Listen, I just don't even know what to say. about his performance. What I do know and what makes me feel good is that he opts out. He's looking to work with the Eel. He loves the Eel. He wants to win. That tells me he's all in. He's all in to win. The beard. And that makes me feel good.
Yeah, makes you feel like clearly that winning is the main priority. But yes, winning with this team.
The Hossa wants to win.
Makes me feel really happy. Yeah, it makes me
feel. He wants to adapt his game. He wants to win. Oh, please, James. Now, you know, working hard. We've seen the Instagram videos. Climbing the hill. He's doing the hill, bot.
Strengthen those hamstrings.
Doing the hill.
Get those hamstrings ready.
Bro got excited.
60 regular season games in the postseason.
I know we're not supposed to look at Instagram videos anymore in the offseason. After the bend.
Yeah, 25 did that to us.
Right. But I'll take him running the hill. He's like Juancho running the hill.
Got to get him timed.
I don't need the time. I just need him to strengthen those hamstrings so they don't fray at the end of the season. That's it. Who is it? Who's the mystery piece that's coming? Because you know it's Tucker and somebody else.
Yeah, now it is. Yeah, now, 24 hours ago, I didn't feel that way.
No, I know. And the Windy Tobias thing, what is the Tobias thing? Who can they get back? Who's the fit?
I wonder if they're looking now more towards two good players. You know what I mean? And like a depth move. Because we were talking about depth this week. They don't have any. It would give them some. I don't know if it's a net positive, but it gives them the depth.
Well, you got to have somebody. You need to get a wing.
Right.
Who's so like the wing player? If Tucker's the four, I don't know. I don't know.
Does the Indiana speculation intrigue you? Like a Heald plus, I guess, is probably Warren, and you get the sign and trade with Warren?
No. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I know everybody goes gaga over Buddy Heald.
I'm not a Buddy Heald guy.
Not either.
Volume shooter who doesn't shoot well at times. Sometimes he fills it up.
Yeah, but you know, to me, he's one of these bad. You raise a regular season beast.
That's a good way to put it. I mean, obviously, we've not seen him in the postseason, withering away in Sacramento, and now he's in
yeah,
Indiana.
I hear you. Listen, you know, I mean, you can make that argument. I'm just me personally. That's how I feel about Buddy Heald. Now, I'll take my Miles Bridges playing the wing.
I wonder if what's going to happen with him now. Obviously, with all the off-the-court stuff coming up in the last couple of days, I wonder if it's going to scare teams away from Zion or what.
Yeah, That's a good point. I think his game, like his offensive game, would fit.
Oh, on the floor, he fits perfectly.
He really does. Like, I keep looking for wings of that nature.
Yeah, I think on the floor, he's a perfect fit for this team.
It feels like a good fit. He feels like a good fit. So we got fightings tonight at 6 o'clock. It's a weird start time tonight. But
yes. Yeah, by the way, the off the court stuff, I'm not so sure. I got to read into it more. There's a potential of like felony charges for Bridges.
Is it that?
Bridges.
Oh, yeah, wow. I think so. Charges come down like that.
I got to read more into it, but I believe that may be the case.
Yeah, well, so much for him. There's got to be a mystery guy. We'll discuss it, man. The deal zone is popping. Make sure that deal zone's going.
Oh, we got it.
But come on, man. Yes, the deal zone. You're in the deal zone. I still miss football, but the deal zone is fun. Especially when
better than Shake Milton for you today.
Yes, correct, correct. Lots to do. We're just getting started. Geek Week continues. And today we call all fantasy geeks. Yes. We're talking fantasy geeks today. I got a guy who will beat everybody in the amount of fantasy football leagues. In fact, he's probably in the Guinness Book of World Records. We'll talk about it. Who's in MLB, NBA, NFL, hockey, DFS? That all covers Geeking Out. It's Geek Week on the show. Cuz Radio. The bot is in for the Tunis today. What are the latest rumors, bot?
The latest rumors are, as you made mention, Nicholas Batum back to L.A., potentially almost an identical contract to what P.J. Tucker will be getting here, 3-30. Lou Dort declined, the team declined Lou Dort's team option. The rumor is they're going to sign to a long-term deal. But
the Dort!
Do you like? I see a lot of comparisons to Thibel with him.
He can shoot better than Thibel.
And that's the thing. And I know he played for the Thunder, but he scored 17 points a game last year.
Listen, he's a decent little ball player, but I'm one of these dudes. Like, I just, these bad team guys, they get inflated. See, when you, somebody's got to put up numbers when you play on a bad team.
Yeah, you got to score somewhere.
This is called Roy Hinson disease.
How does that
disease? You know who Roy Hinson is?
Roy Hinson.
You know who he is?
It sounds familiar, and you're going to tell me, and I'm going to go, yep, that's who it is.
So Roy Hinson was a guy who actually played at Rutgers.
Okay.
And he played for the Cavaliers.
Okay.
And in 1986, the Sixers had the first pick in the draft.
Oh, okay.
All right? The consensus pick was a guy named Brad Daugherty, from North Carolina. The Sixers traded, in their infinite wisdom, traded Moses, traded in a separate deal to Washington to get a guy with a bum knee by the name of Jeff Rowland. And there was another guy named Cliff Robinson who had iritis, some eye disease. And then they trade the first round pick to Cleveland and they get Roy Hinson, who was a four, who was a guy that was very good against them. And he put up numbers until he played for a good team when he sucked. All due respect to Roy Hinson, who may be local or whatever, but they set the franchise back. And from then on, I've had, I was a little kid. Then from then on, I'd have Roy, bad player disease.
Okay.
It's called Roy Hinson disease.
Does Nnamdi fit that bill?
No. Nnamdi was just ill fit.
Yeah.
Listen, football's different because football, you can still see the ability. Like, you could still judge the ability in the sense that, all right, like, if you're a guy who plays corner on a bad team, I could watch him cover. Now, is he a cover corner? Is he space corner? What is he? Play off the ball? He's a zone guy? I could see the ability. Whereas, you know how it is. You're looking at a Roy Hinson type. You're going to get what? You're going to go get, 16 boards because you're playing. If anybody's credible and plays 35 minutes a night on a bad team, you're going to put up numbers. Now, are those numbers hollow? Most of the time, yes.
So, the one guy that I really like, and he may fit this bill that you're describing, but he's done it with another team before. I'm a huge Shai Gilgeous-Alexander guy.
Yeah, I think he's legit.
Okay, so he doesn't fit that role either.
I think he's a good player. He transcends bad team.
Okay, makes sense.
Yeah, certain guys like Lou Dort, I gave it a shrug.
Okay.
But I like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. I do. I think he's a player. There's certain guys that you go, I think he can, I would have interest in him.
Okay. Yeah. I'm trying to think of anybody in the NBA right now that fits that
there's right a lot of guys. There's a lot. Yeah, I mean, look at the Rockets, right? No, fits the, kind of a bad, he's a guy who'll put up numbers on a bad team. Christian Wood.
Dallas gave up a lot for him. Well, not a lot, but
yeah,
a first-round pick.
Yeah. Christian Wood.
You know who I think about? And he's now with an average team, but he scored a lot with Orlando, with Evan Fournier.
Yes. Yes.
And he got big money.
Yes. No, but he could shoot. The only thing with him is he could shoot. But again, what's he done?
Yeah.
I agree.
Very inconsistent with New York.
I think you got to be careful with the Fleece. Now, what does it mean? Do you feel differently? And this is a question that I want to ask to all of our Sixer fans. Do you feel differently when it comes to Harden? Like, do you feel like this move and this act of taking less, do you feel different? And you go, you know what? Maybe his motive is good for he's got the right motive. His head's on right. He really wants to win, and that should make you feel good, right?
Yeah, I'm hoping so. I hope that that's the case. That this is a veteran player, still good, not great any longer, but still could be good. Realizing that his best opportunity to win a championship is probably in the next 2 years. And he's going to do everything he can to take advantage of it. I'm thrilled with this decision. And I know that people...
And that is something that I agree. Like, that when you have that kind of will, that kind of want, that kind of, like, he wants to win. Like, I buy it. That makes me feel good.
Yeah.
That does.
Yeah, because that lack of depth that you and I were talking about a couple days ago now can be improved. They may not have to trade Tobias to make something critical happen. They've got options now. They're still limited, but they have more options than they did 48 hours ago.
Yeah. Now, again, you know, you got to be creative. You got to figure out who the wing is. Like, my man Pitino actually likes Dort. I don't see it, but he likes Dort. I think he's a player on a bad team. I think he's a good defender, you know, whatever.
I think Dort is a plus Thibault.
Yeah, like, if you're going to tell me, okay, so this is the difference, I think, and this is where we, all of us, are, like, I get off the train, right? Like, yeah, if you're telling me, is Dort greater than Thibault? Yes, I agree. If you're telling me Dort is the missing piece for a title, I go, no.
I think that's fair.
That's how I assess it.
Yeah, I think that's totally fair.
This is where I look at, like, when I'm looking at the Sixers, right now I'm just looking at the Sixers. Who can get them over the top? Who's a guy they need a wing that's legit, that can shoot a three, that can play the wing position, score? They need that guy. Because if you got Tucker, who's that Tobias can't play three. He's a four.
No, he can't.
He's a four who's, you know, I mean, you know what you're going to get with Tobias.
Yeah, I mean, unless you're going for the P.J. Tucker off the bench team, you still got to get that wing. I don't know if they're in a position to get that guy that, like you're asking for, get them over the top. I think it'd be another piece.
You need another wing, like a legitimate wing scorer. Right? You need a wing, somebody that you can count on to complete the spacing. You know? I mean, that's what you need. Now, you know,
Do they have the money for that?
Well, if you're going to move Tobias, you can do it, right?
Oh yeah, if you move Tobias, yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's you're not going to get the wing and Tobias and to keep Tobias. I'm saying Tobias is a part of the trade.
So, who's that? That P.I.
Bot. Bot. Again, you know, I know the Miles Bridges thing. I'm talking about not him per se, but the guy who does that.
A player of his ilk. Yeah.
That's where I'm at.
I think it's fair. Yeah, I mean, that's fair to ask. And I don't know where it comes from. Because you're right. If you're moving Tobias, you need that player that gets you over the top. You need that player that can score from the wing, can slash, can shoot, can defend a little bit. And I'm not sure that teams are willing to part with that type of player, especially when you're taking on the contract of Tobias. If you're getting Tobias at 22, 25, it's substantially easier.
Yes. Yep. I hear Wendy talking about Tobias's name being bandied about, and I'm thinking, well, who else is there? Like, is there another player that you can snag? That's where I'm at.
Is there anybody, because this team I've heard quite a bit, is there anybody on Sacramento you want?
No.
I mean, other than getting Sabonis, which they're not moving.
He's not going to play with Embiid, so. No.
That's a team I've heard a lot, and I don't think anybody.
There's nobody I want.
Yeah. There was.
Somebody tweeted me, bring back Rashawn Holmes as a backup. I mean, all right.
That's fine. Yeah. I'm not sure he wants to be here.
I know, but I would go, all right. I've always liked him. He's athletic, big, and as a backup. But God, I don't know how you get him and for what and fit him in salary.
I think he hates this organization, too.
Yeah, I don't blame him. I get
him. Him and Christian Wood don't like this team.
But again, I don't know anybody else in Sacramento that I have any kind of interest in.
Right. No, me neither. Halliburton was the only one, and obviously now he's in Indiana, and he's not going anywhere.
Right. Yeah, that's a build-around piece. Let's go to Jared. You're on 97.5, the Fanatic, to kick it off. Jared.
What's going on, cuz?
What's up, Jared?
I just want to say, first-time caller.
Welcome. But,
I think in free agency, Lonnie Walker is a very athletic guard.
Yeah, and he's not going back to San Antonio. You're right.
He's very athletic, can attack the rim, freakish, and create his own shot.
Did you know he had a game last year? Man, what was his? It was like he dropped like 42, 43. It was some ridiculous where he had some kind of incredible. And it was weird. Their rotation, Pop's rotation was odd. Like he would rotate his twos and threes, and some guys would get an extra run, and it was weird, Jared. But yeah, he's a good name.
Yeah, he's definitely had some bright spots. And also, I don't really know how I feel about the PJ Tucker for 3 years. I'm thinking maybe like 2 years, $20 million.
Yeah, well, yes, you would be right, but he wants 3 years, and to get him, you're going to have to give him 3 years.
Yeah.
I mean, I agree with you. I mean, at his age, obviously, but you're going to have to give him the third year.
But a lot of respect to Harden for declining that option to free up some space.
So does it change it? Does it change the way you feel about him?
No, not really. I think I've always liked him, and at the end of the season last year, I was a strong believer that he would bounce back this year. And I saw a report that he started his off-season workouts a little earlier than normal.
Right.
So I think he's definitely committed to winning and this team.
I would love it, right? I would love it. I mean, I would love if he came back and he had a second act. You got to believe he does. You got to believe he does. This is it. Like, this is his if you look at Harden, Jared, this is the time where all the naysayers, right? He was just about his stats. He was a loser in the playoffs. All that stuff goes away. You win.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I'm with you. I'm glad you called, buddy.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Anytime. You want to go to FanFest?
I would love to, but I don't know if I can make it.
Oh, all right. You got it, buddy. Well, if you change your mind, you let us know. All right? You're a first-timer. I feel like I extend the olive branch. That's kind of, I hear the first-time call. If you want to come hang out with us, I got you covered.
I love that. We get that first-time call. It's like, they could have been listening to us for a long time.
Well, yeah.
Like, hey, I want to talk
Pick up now. The phone. It's cool. Whatever. I think, from now on, though, I got shot down twice now.
I know. I saw that. I was stunned.
Yeah.
Stunned when that happened.
Yeah. I feel like I'm 19 or 23 and I'm in a nightclub. I get shot down. Hey, we're going to FanFest now. All right.
See, my thing is
somebody else.
My thing is, if you don't want to go, All you got to say, nah, I got something that day. I got to.
No. Listen, I don't care. My only point is that I can't stomach the rejection.
Oh, so, okay. I got you.
You know, I'm not going to ask anymore. Like, if you want to go, you ask me.
You say the word.
So that's it. I only reason why, and I wasn't going to do it, but the only reason why I did it to Jared is because it was the first time.
Okay.
And that was it. My man Scotty on the gram wants to know, can we get Beal? I don't think Beal is in play. I think Devon's right. He comes back, signs the Supermax, sees what happens in Washington, and then assesses from there.
Does he get, if he signs the Supermax in Washington, does that void any kind of like a trade kicker to go somewhere else? Because they're the only team.
I don't know. I mean, listen, I would be lying to you. I don't know. I think
NBA contracts are confusing.
Yes. And there is a thought process because there is a period where you, once you sign, you can't get moved.
Right.
So, but the thought process is that you get the Supermax and then you're able to then move from there in, you know, maybe the deadline or following year. And you see what happens. That's kind of how it's going to work.
Yeah, that would make more sense.
All right. Today we celebrate it's Geek Week. And I love fantasy sports. I've always loved fantasy sports. I was in an NBA fantasy league with all my buddies pre-internet.
Not doing everything by hand?
Pre-internet. So what happened was we started out doing everything by hand. And when I was because I was in Chicago and I was, you know, young buck working in Chicago, I was a loser. I went through every box score. So I would have to, this was back in the day where they didn't print every box score in the newspaper. So the next day, like 2 days later, they would have the West Coast games. You understand?
Yeah, so they were too late to print, right?
Correct. So I used to stack up newspapers. And then invariably what would happen is I would fall behind. And then the newspapers would stack. And then my work became shoddy. And then my friends would complain, like, what are you doing, man? You know? So then we went and got a service. And we got a service that... It was called, I'll never forget, it was called North Shore. And North Shore would have the stats. And it would come out every week. My buddy Boo, he has a family law practice, right? Rotting and rotting. And Boo was like a young... He was still in law school, clerking, right? And he would, the stats would come over the fax machine, dude. And like, that was a big deal. And he would come with the sheets for the standings. And we would go to the Palladium and drink all night and talk trades.
Figure out who won that week?
Yes.
That's awesome.
And talk trades.
There's something so cool about that.
Because that league lasted for, oh my God, 15 years.
That's awesome.
Until it just kind of went away. But it was we would be there at the Palladium talking about Gary Payton for Alonzo Mourning. That was always the trade. Payton for Zoe.
There's something cool about it because, like, obviously it's a lot easier now. You just go to your app and your app does it all for you.
Exactly.
But there is something cool about getting the boys together and being like, all right, Friday night. We're going downtown, we're getting the boys together, we're going to rack up all these points, and then bragging rights come in, you find out on the spot if you won. That's pretty cool.
Like, it was an awesome time. Like, the draft was great, like, we'd all get together. See, now, the only bad thing about the fantasy draft now is that you're not together. Most, 90% of fantasy leagues, you're doing it online.
Right. We try to do it live if we can.
Do you?
We try.
I respect that.
Now, obviously, people are starting families and people have work and people have school, like whatever it is. Like, it's hard.
Dude, the draft is the greatest.
We try to get together. You know, we get the burgers on the grill. We get the beer flowing. You make it like a Saturday night. Draft starts at like 5.
Yes.
And then you drink all night. And you have a great time.
Yes. Like, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's the best. I love it. Because then you do like you were saying, the live person trades.
I'm
sitting there, I'm like finagling. I'm like, hey,
you're trying to work.
Let me get your sixth and an eighth, and I'll give you a 4 and a 12.
Yeah, I like that. I respect that. You're playing your inner eel.
Absolutely.
You're rocking the eel.
Yeah.
Daryl Morey. I love it. I think it's a lot of, like, to me, it's a blast, right? Like, you know, it's an excuse for everybody to get together. Everybody's hanging out. You know, pizzas, steaks, cheese steaks, the whole thing, beers flowing. It's just a great night.
Oh, for sure.
The draft is awesome. That's why it loses some luster.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know? All right, so here's what we're going to do. I got to hear all about your fantasy leagues, and I'll talk to you. I want to find out if you're into all the, like, what sports you're into. We'll get into it. It's Geek Week, the fantasy edition. 610-632-0975. You know, years ago, I did a thing called the Fantasy Babe League, the FBL. I did that when I was at the other station. You know what that was? So you had to...
I think I got an idea.
Right, but no, but you really don't. You draft, like, your favorite, you know, female starlets, right? The, you know, whatever. Movie stars, actors, you know, actresses, singers, whatever. And then if they were in the news, like, there was a point system. That was the FBL.
Okay.
People used to like that back in the day.
So, like, if they had a movie come out or something?
Yeah, but then if there was a sex tape, that was like a win. 610-632.
I shake my head.
0975. Bot. You're such a bot. 610-632-0975. That's how you reach us. Got some open lines. You want to jump on. Deal Zone. Geek Week. It's Cuz Radio Bot in rare form, 97.5 The Fanatic. Across the Delaware Valley. Happy, happy Thursday. It's tomorrow, 4th of July, Friday, man. 4th of July weekend Friday. Are you all geeked up, Bot? Oh, I don't know what the Bot does. What does the Bot do on 4th of July weekend?
The Bot is going to be here.
Okay.
I got a show on Saturday with our friends at Parks, and then Sunday afternoon,
too.
So I'll be here,
yes,
hanging out,
yes,
hopefully keeping people company while they drive down the shore or
barbecue
or whatever.
Yes, that's great. That's very good. That'll be cool. So we're geeking out. This is Geek Week on the program. I can't believe tomorrow's 4th of July. This is May, last day of June.
You get to turn that calendar tomorrow.
Dude.
You're one calendar page turn away from football.
Dude, tomorrow I will celebrate. Tomorrow is a Football Friday celebration.
There you go.
It's the celebration that we are in July. All right? I had a bit of a wig out yesterday over football. And, you know, outside of some few of our friends' callers, nobody around here is with me. You're not with me.
Chevy was with you.
Yes.
Chevy's the only one.
Chevy was the only one that was with me. Not you. Haley's on the Flyers. Devon and Bobby, all NBA free agency, all windied up. Bros about beer. Who else? Connor, baseball.
Pat, Chunas, all baseball guys.
Chunas is, you know what Chunas is doing?
Lounging?
Yard work.
No.
Yes.
You can't do that on your week off.
He loves it. He loves it.
He's got to hang out with the little one.
This dude, I love him to death, but I want to choke him half the time. He never picks up his phone.
I'm terrible at answering my phone, too.
Yeah, actually, terrible. You too, Bot.
You called me like the other day. You called me like 3 times. I was getting ready to get prepping in here and everything.
Yeah, you know why I called you 3 times?
Because I didn't answer the phone.
Well, yeah, but it was a show related.
Yes.
It was, I was stuck in this traffic, and I was in a panic. Because I was on the Schuylkill gridlock. I got off, and I was weaving down 23 to get here. And I'm like, and I'm calling you, and then nothing.
That's my
And I'm bad. Going.
That's bad work by me.
It is. It is bad work by the bot. But you guys are weirdly, like, listen, I'm not calling to go gossip. I'm not calling you to go talk about, you know, movies. All right? I'm calling you for work. That's why I'm calling you. I don't care about it. I'm not looking to go get chit-chat, coffee talk. I just need work. I need to get a hold of you.
You mean you don't want to grab lunch after the show?
Listen, I'd be happy to grab.
No, I know.
I would.
I got you.
I would.
We were in crunch time.
You know.
And the phone was on silent.
You know. Just, the tune is the same thing. He's got, it was all, because we have Philly's guest coming up.
Yes.
So I'm excited. And I was talking to the tunist. I go, dude, I need something. Oh, I was out doing yard work. First of all, you're on vacation. He was at the shore.
Yeah, that's a stone cold violation.
And now he's doing yard work. And he loves it. It's not a violation. You have to do it because...
You got
to
do it, yeah. It's a violation doing it on the vacation.
Dude, if I could... I hate... Listen, it's a great place, Malka Hill. All right? You know, it's a great place for the family. Kids love it, right? Tam loves it. That great. You guys love it. That's all that matters. But I hate grass and all that weeds and all that stuff.
Your boys are getting...
I hate it.
They're getting, you know, older. Like, when does it transfer over? Hey, here's the lawnmower. Good luck. Have fun.
Yeah, dude, you know, whatever.
I think I was like 13, 14.
You know what I'm saying? If I own the lawnmower.
Nah, fair enough.
I don't know. Dude, you're asking me lawnmower. Why? What am I going to do with a lawnmower? I don't know.
Fair enough.
I know nothing. All I know is look at all those weeds. You got to go pull the weeds.
Oh, I hate pulling weeds.
And I was
my least favorite thing.
This is awful.
I'd rather get...
I'm sneezing. I got bad allergies, right? So I got sneezing, and I just want cement.
I'd rather get on my...
I'll take 95-degree hot cement. I wish I could cement my whole yard.
We got to get you.
I would do it in a second.
We got to get you a.
Rocks, anything.
Yeah, all of that.
Anything but green that makes me sneeze.
Fake trees.
And itch. I like a nice tree.
I feel you on
the trees are great. I'm down with the tree. You don't have to do anything to the tree. Let the tree live.
But I mean, like, you get to that rock set up, right? We'll give you some of those stand. Bushes, make it fake. You don't have to worry about the allergies.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
I hate it.
I feel you.
I just would. I had the bright idea. I go, listen, I could make a basketball court.
That's good. That's a good idea.
Be a great idea. Yeah. You know? Then make a dirt, cut out dirt diamond.
That'd be awesome.
Put AstroTurf. I want to turf it. I want AstroTurf.
Yeah, multi-use.
Get like a 50-yard.
Yeah.
50 yards with Come on, dude.
That's awesome.
I got yard markers. Dude.
I mean, that
would be awesome.
I'd be out there all day.
Right? Yeah.
Dad, I'm going to run routes. Can you throw me the ball?
That's stupid. That's what I get. That's stupid.
That's a great idea.
Sure it is. Tell her. Call her up and tell her.
I love it. I'll vouch for you.
All right.
I'll help you put it in, too.
All right, my man. I'll get you whatever you want, all right? Beers.
Love it.
I'll cook you macaroni. I can't grill, but I'll cook you macaroni.
I'm in. Let's do it.
I'll make you homemade pizza. I can make a mean homemade pizza.
That's better than the
kids love them all. My homemade pizza and strobolis are good.
Better than the 700 frozen ones you got to make a day.
All right. We're doing, it's Geek Week, so we're doing fantasy. Now, you're in a keeper league. Is this right?
Yeah, so... We got in this league a couple years ago, and we were our thought process was like, all right, listen, we're adults now. We got a little bit of adult money. We're going to up the league fee a little bit. And if you're in, you're in, right, for the long haul. So we decided that this year was the first year that we're going to be a keeper league. So our keeper rules, I'm sure a lot of people have these rules. You can't keep your first or second round pick. You start with the third round. And whatever round you pick that player in the previous year, you lose that draft pick for this year.
So I love it.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
I love it. I love that. That's good fantasy right there.
Then the thing with that is, if you want to keep that player a second year, your draft pick doubles. So, like, let's say I took Anthony Gargano in the sixth round. I keep him for the sixth round. Next year, if
he's
I want
a
to
fifth
keep,
rounder,
I want to keep. No, he's a third rounder.
Oh, doubles.
Yeah, doubles.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It keeps you from, you know, keeping the same player year after year after year.
I do like the. I do like that. I'll be honest with you.
I think it's going to be interesting.
I love the keeper. Now, who are your keepers?
So I haven't decided yet. We have until, I think, maybe the end of next month to figure it out.
All right, well, you're going to ask the geek.
Okay.
And we're going to ask, we're going to open up. Now, this will be fun. He's going to join us at 12:30.
Okay.
All right? And then you can ask him any questions. So if you got keeper questions or NFL, you know, fantasy draft, draft order questions, he's going to start joining the show every week. It's never too early to start fantasy football.
Hey, so, you turn the calendar tomorrow. You're ready.
Oh, dude, are you kidding me?
You're ready.
Oh, yeah.
And I can't stop you anymore. It's July.
No. All right, so tell me, who are your candidates for keeper?
The couple that I'm considering, I could have Kyle Pitts in the sixth.
I like Kyle. I think he has a better year.
I could keep... Now, I'm hesitant to keep
the quarterback, man. That's the other issue.
Mariota or Ritter.
Yeah.
I feel great about either. Yeah. I could keep a quarterback. I'm hesitant to. I could keep Lamar. I think I got him in the eighth.
You got Lamar?
Yeah. But he was hurt all year. My team was decimated by injuries.
Dude, you got to keep Lamar.
In the eighth?
Eighth round pick?
Yeah. That's one of my thoughts.
That's a value pick.
And then I think the only other one I was considering prior to the draft was I got Michael Carter in like the 14th, but now they have Breece Hall. So
yeah, Who were your early picks?
So I took Davante Adams in round one. I think I had like the sixth or seventh pick.
So you can't retain him?
Can't retain Adams, and I can't retain...
That sucks. You should be able to retain your...
I took Stephon Diggs in the second. I couldn't retain him.
You lose both your receivers.
Lose both, they're both my two high scorers too.
Yeah, no, they're great picks.
My team stunk.
They were great picks. That's a shame. You should be able to keep two guys or three guys, whatever it is. But they should be any round.
So the other issue that we had with the rounds was the commissioner's rule was if you got a undrafted free agent and you picked them up in free agency, it cost a 10th round pick. And I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. If I pick this guy up after the draft in free agency, shouldn't he be a last round pick? Right? No. Like if we had the smarts to pick him afterwards?
No.
No?
No, I agree with the commissioner.
Really?
Should be a little steeper.
10th is high.
I know. Because here's the other thing. There's a lot every year. There's dudes who somehow fall through the cracks.
Right.
And then they become obvious. It's not like you're Howie Roseman picking, you know, you're not, come on.
Getting Jordan Mailata out of Australia.
Come on, like, you know, everybody knows about who hits the waiver wire first or whose opportunity it is first to get them. So I agree with that.
Okay.
10th round, that's good. Who did you pick up? Who's your star free agent?
Oh, gosh. I forget. I have to go back and look at the roster. I forget who. I had one really good signing, and I can't. Oh, Cordarrelle Patterson.
Okay.
That's who it was.
Yeah. And then, man, they just gave him the ball.
They just continued to feed him.
They did. All right, let's get to the phone line, 610-632-0975. We'll keep you abreast. Now, every, like, 5 minutes, I need Deal Zone, and I need you to keep refreshing Twitter, because I'm going to ask the bot if there's anything cooking NBA rumors in the Deal Zone. If there's nothing cooking, nothing fresh, then the bot, you know, answers accordingly. So make sure the bot is open. Zuli! I'll ask you in a minute. Let's go to Anthony. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Anthony!
Anthony, how you doing, buddy? How are you?
What's going on, my brother?
Oh, I'm geeking out, man. I'm getting ready. You get me excited talking about the fantasy football and stuff like that.
That's
buddy.
The best, isn't it?
Oh, my God. I'm in a league, man, with all my buddies that I grew up with. And it's kind of a different league that these guys started years ago. And I never got into it, but I've been into it for like the last 5 years. And it's amazing. What we do, man, is we pick two of every position, right?
Okay.
And then come like Friday, and start it on Sunday, we just pick one player on our team from each position.
Wow.
So that's what we do, man. It's really, really, yes. It's really something, man. And it's so exciting when you do that. And we just have a really great time.
So give me an example, like, of the last year of one of your weeks.
Oh, and to tell you the truth, I had a good year. I came in like third place last year. A lot of guys got hurt. And, like, I was just kicking butt for the longest time until everybody started getting hurt. Like, I had Devontae Adams.
Oh, wow.
I had a really good squad. And I'm just getting excited when you talk about that, you know?
Yeah, it's the best, man. Yeah, no, seriously, when you're racking up your guys, so you would every... Before each week on Thursdays, you put out your player?
Yeah. Yeah. We got to pick out, like, say, the Thursday, we got to have our teams pick. And then we all of our players, you know, one of each. So that's
right.
The best thing about it, you know?
Yeah. I like that.
Cool.
You got, you know, you got a bench, you got bye, protected. I like it. That's fun.
Really good. Yeah. So we're excited about that. I definitely want to ask if I can get some tickets for the Fan Fest, man. But me, I've never been to that.
You'll love it. It's a great time. You're gonna love it. Hold on, Andy.
Now,
I'm sorry. Go ahead, buddy.
Like your sons, you're telling me your sons are eating a whole pizza already?
Cause he did it yesterday. I swear
that's
to you.
Amazing,
so we had football practice last night, right?
Oh, my God. And I can't even get a whole pizza. My wife's ready to kill me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, he's 12, right?
Oh, man, that's amazing.
And he had practice last night.
Okay.
And, you know, I mean, workouts, it's hot. You're doing all the stuff you hate, right? Because it's all conditioning.
Absolutely.
It's all conditioning. So it's like an hour and a half. He was practicing. I had the little one playing baseball. We were having a catch on the other field. So I'm keeping an eye on him. He comes walk off the field. It's like, Daddy, I'm hungry. So we go get a pizza. He eat the whole pizza.
Yeah, did you ever try the pizzazz yet? Did you ever?
I love the pizzazz. I love the pizzazz. The Celebrity's pizzazz is a great pie.
Yes, it is. I'm having one for lunch today.
Nice.
You know? And I actually had City Pizza's pizzazz is actually great. You know,
love the City Pizza. So, that's a tasty pie. Yeah. Yes. Are you kidding me? On both of them, on Oregon Avenue.
Hey, can I give an Eagles cheer, buddy?
Yeah.
All right. Ready?
Go.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles.
Yeah, my man. I love it. First one of the day of the week. Bye. I got an Eagle cheer.
Yo, it's time for you, man.
That made me feel good.
You got 13 hours.
People are excited. I sense it.
You're going to be good this year.
Yes, they are. Dude, Anthony was just, he was drenched, right? He comes walking off. He's got like what's left of his jug of water. I go, good practice, Daddy. It was the toughest practice to date. right? And he's got the slump shoulders. I go, dude, it's good, man.
He probably slept great last night.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was out. I go, dude, it's good, man. This is what happens. You got to build it. Coach Klecko running into the ground. That's good. It's good for you, Daddy.
Build in June. Play in September.
That's it.
That's it.
And he had the pie, and he was good. I said, go take a nice hot shower, Dad. Because you want to go to sleep. I go, dude, you're out.
You can't sleep with that.
90 minutes. You know what I mean? It's smelling like a dumpster. You better go and take a shower, then go to sleep. Andrew ate the pizza. He was like, he was done.
Oh, well, he had workout lethargy, and then he had the food come on.
Yes, exactly. Ian, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ian. Yo, Ian. Oh, no. I don't know. Call us back, Ian. We got to take a quick TO anyway. We're up against it. But this is a fun time. This fantasy stuff is a blast. Like, I love it. I know people mock it. It's great. I love it all. The baseball. In fact, I used to be in the primos. All the guys, Big Nick Jr., Eric, all the guys from primos. We had a baseball league. And I loved the baseball league. And it was a baseball keeper league. You want to talk about geeking out.
You're going like prospects and stuff.
Yes. Yes, I would get O'Neal Cruz, guys in like April. That. You know, you always had the prospect watch.
Oh, yeah.
I like the other draft, too, the bid draft.
Oh, see, I don't like the auction draft at all.
No?
No, see, because...
What do you mean?
Because I do all my...
That's the best. That was our baseball draft, was the auction.
Nah, see, I do all my prep work, and then I expect guys to be, you know, put up in a timely order, right? And then people are like, here's a Odubel Herrera. I'm like, all right, well, I'm not bidding on him.
But it's a strategy, dude. Like, you don't bid. Like, it's all about you. You have your guys that you want to go after, and right. You got your cap. I'm surprised you don't like that.
Nah.
That's a geek move.
Oh, it is. It's definitely a geek draft for sure. Because you're right, it's a total strategy thing.
Now, listen, there is a great strategy in the fantasy football draft.
For sure.
Because you got to look at, am I going to go running backs? Like, and you know no deal, because the quarterbacks are always devalued.
Right. Which is crazy, because they're the highest scoring players in the game every year.
Which, that's the only thing about fantasy that doesn't ring true. Is I like it to be weighted where the quarterback is the most valuable guy. It
would make sense. I mean, he's the one throwing the football.
Well, that it always winds up being the running backs.
Right. And if you're PPR, it's, you know, wide receivers.
Exactly. It should be the quarterbacks.
I agree.
They need to change the scoring system so the quarterbacks get the appropriate weight.
Well, I always think that the 4 for a touchdown for a quarterback compared to the 6 if you catch it was silly.
I agree.
You threw the pass.
Exactly.
6.
Yes.
I get the yardage thing. You know, it's a little more hefty for yardage. But
every 200, 300,
yeah,
400.
Yeah, but a touchdown's worth the same when you throw it and you catch it.
Dude, I agree with you. I agree 100%. In fact, I would weight it even heavier. I'd weight it as a 7.
Wow, okay.
So I got quarterbacks. You have to draft quarterbacks early.
Flying off the board at that point.
Yes, that's what I want. Because that's the truest form of football. The quarterback's the most important player on the field. 610-632-0975. It's Cuz Radio. We'll see what the bot says about free agency coming up next. And all your calls. Geek Week on the show. 97.5 The Fanatic. So we can rip up the place because it's football time. We're throwing June aside. So, but if I'm like meandering late, you always do the drops. So you hit the board.
Like this one?
Hello.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or, you know, I think you're
Gotcha. All right.
You know what I'm saying? But.
Yes.
Anything going on with NBA free agency? So, the latest rumors.
How about this? Wendy a little bit ago. Not a rumor per se, but interesting nonetheless. Says on one of his ESPN shows, he's not sure how the Sixers are going to look because you may see 3 to 5 players in the next 3 to 5 days.
Wait.
That's what Wendy's saying.
What is there? You got to give me the wind gust. Come on, man. You got the wind gust on the board. Like, if you have that kind of bombshell, cuz, I need a wind gust. You got to do. Yes, thank you. Now give me the wind gust.
Still learning Andrew's board here.
I know.
My board looks totally different.
I'm a creature to this stuff, dude. I need it. It puts me in the right, like, mood. We have a wind gust. So you're saying, this wind horse is saying, that the Sixers can look completely different. That they're going to have new players?
Three to five.
3 to 5 new players? Oh, my God. That freaking Wendy. All right.
That's what he's saying on, what's it, First Take? Whatever it's called.
All right.
Yeah. Says he does. Also, I don't think Philly will be done. Hearing a lot about, of course, Tobias Harris on the trademark.
Hey, who in return? Come on, bot. Give me some names.
No names. They didn't provide.
That freaking wind horse.
Didn't provide any names.
On a gust. There's no names. Keep names.
We'll keep you updated.
All right. Thank you, bot. Matt, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Yo, Matt.
How you guys doing?
What's going on, buddy?
Yo, first time caller, long time listener. You guys are doing great. Thank you.
Thanks, buddy. Welcome.
Yeah, I just want to talk about fantasy because in, like, my world, fantasy is still a big thing. Like, I remember, so my dad is 1 of 7, and all his buddies and his brothers have a fantasy league every year. They do it live, the draft, like, no matter how old they are.
Dude, see, and that's the greatest, the live draft.
Like, they do, you know, like, they take it seriously. Like, they take that one Saturday off every year in August. They do it. Like, I wasn't ever allowed to go because it was, like, all the older adults. But then when I was, like, 14, 15, my dad bought me and I would, like, put the stickers on the board and stuff.
Oh, did you really? That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, I love it. You were the mascot. You put the stickers on. Here he is with the second pick of the draft. The Joe takes Adrian Peterson. And then you would put Vikings Peterson sticker up.
I loved it. And, like, now my dad's friends and my uncles got old. They dropped out. But then now the good thing is the second generation has got teams.
Oh, that's great.
Me and my cousin now have a team in the league. And I'm, like, in with my dad and my uncles and his friends and stuff.
Oh, I love it, Matt.
So, yeah, so it goes to the second generation now.
Love the second generation. Keeping the fantasy alive.
Yeah, and we take it seriously. We die hard. Me, my dad, and my uncles always say we'll be doing this as long as we can pass it down the line. You know what I mean?
So. See, dude. See, and that's the beauty. Like, all kidding aside, but you know, one of the things it does, it just keeps everybody close. It's just an excuse to get together, an excuse to talk. That's the beauty of the fantasy realm.
Absolutely, and like one of my uncles was like. He's not in the league anymore, but he was always like, oh, like, I don't know why we have to, like, do it live. We could just do it online. And, like, he didn't want to.
No, he's a drip.
And I was like.
Who is that? Uncle who?
My Uncle John.
Uncle John's a drip.
He's not in the league anymore. But
good.
He was, I'm like, dude, it's one day a week. One day a year. You know,
exactly.
One day a year off. You know,
you get the pizzas, right? You get pizza.
Pizzas, wings.
Yeah.
My dad, I'm Italian, so, you know, they make the stromboli.
Oh, I love the bolis.
All that stuff. So, like, we have the beer, you know. It's great, you know. We take off our jobs. That's Saturday.
See, that's a beautiful thing, man. I love it. I'm proud of you, Matt.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm passing it down to my kids.
You
I'm
better.
Telling them. I was like,
that's it.
You know, I was like, listen, I'm not going to be doing this fantasy league forever. You got to.
Well, you will. But, like, you should always keep a team. You always be active. All right? And make sure the kids are with you.
Absolutely.
I got Moss. Moss is my new GM.
I feel bad. I feel like my dad sometimes is getting up there and needs a GM, but I got my own team, so I can't help him out.
Kids, I'll help him out. You help out Pop-Pop. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely.
I love it, Matt. That's good stuff, buddy. Thank you for calling, pal.
No problem. Thank you, guys.
All right, buddy. That's good stuff.
That the second generation thing, that's cool.
It is. I mean, it's a great time. Like Uncle John. Yo, Uncle John, you can't get together?
One night?
I mean, seriously, that's what it's all about.
You don't even have to, if you don't want to hang afterwards, you got to go home, you got to do stuff.
What are you
going to
do? Seriously, you got to work tomorrow. So the most ridiculous thing in the world is that excuse. Oh, I got to work tomorrow. Okay, well, one day you get, 6 hours sleep instead of 8 hours sleep or 4 hours sleep or 3 hours sleep, whatever it is, you suck it up for the day.
Yeah, I just, you don't want to come in. My thing is, I don't want to come in banged up, but the sleep is not the problem.
All right, bot. You're another one.
You're
another bot. You and Tunis is between the two of you guys. God forbid. Oh, I gotta get my sleep.
I'm not worried about the sleep. The sleep's not a big deal. I mean, I like my sleep, but it's not a big deal.
Can't do it.
Yeah, plug in, but
dude, you know how many times I don't want to say anything, but you know how many times that I would go to work, I might not have slept.
Well, I got to imagine the
back in the day.
The Super Bowl.
I'll tell you one story. All right. Now I'm not saying it. It's an everyday occurrence. But listen, there's times. So I'll tell you a great story. So I'm at the other station. It's March because the tournament. It was the Wednesday before the tournament.
Okay.
All right? It was a Thursday night. I'm sorry. So Ike Reese is playing for the Falcons. Now, Ike's my boy, right? So Ike, he texts me, I'm coming home. Yo, cuz, I'm coming home. I go, y'all, we got to go out, right? So he's like, great. So we started, I don't know, what time he got to my house? I was living right off of South Street, right? So we started, I don't know, 7, 8 o'clock, right? Next thing you know, we were at what after hours club that we hit. We were out literally. I mean, if I told you Ike was falling asleep, he had his bacon, right? He had his eggs. He was at the table, dead asleep. Like we had a night of nights, right? We were at what was that place near Delilah's? What was the name of that joint? I forget. But anyway, we were out all night. I mean, I forget. The next day, now I was doing 10 o'clock show. I literally closed my eyes for a half hour. I leave my house, Ike dead asleep on a couch. I go.
You're just snoozing.
I go to work, do the show. I mean, I probably talked about the night before a little bit. Whatever. It's a story.
It's a great story to tell.
You got
to
live a little bit. I gave it a PG version.
Right. I mean, I'm sure there was probably more to it.
Right.
That, obviously we're not going to get into on the air.
No, but my point to you is, you got to live a little bit.
Sure.
Let's go to Ryan. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Yo, Rye.
Hey, what's up, cuz?
What are you doing, Rye? What's going on, man?
Not much. I just wanted to call in and talk about a fantasy league that I've been part of for a few years. So it's called 4th and 16. It's a really deep league. We got 16 managers. It's a group of kids that were like my youth group kids. I got 10 years on them, but it's the tightest group of 12 to 15 dudes that you'll ever meet. And they're all legitimate best friends. My wife taught them. We all come from like a small Christian school.
Oh my God, that's awesome!
They've had the league for a few years before I was in it, and then I got in it 1 year. Somebody bailed.
But yes, it's a
super, super, super competitive league. It's also a keeper league, and it's a punishment league too. So every year, the loser stands in my backyard. We throw a tarp up, and they get tomatoes chucked at them. Last year, we had a dude who tore his something in his foot, and he literally took tomatoes in a walking boot, standing still. And I mean, you get welted up. It's definitely illegal.
Oh my God, that sounds outrageous! Yeah,
it's pretty fun, and I would say the highlight of our league is this Plinko board. we choose the draft order. I built this Plinko board. It's like 10 feet wide by 14 feet tall. I lean it against my daughter's swing set, and you got to walk to the top, and you drop a ball, and there's all these slots at the bottom of it. You could have a wild card slot or where you draft.
So I like that. That sounds outrageous.
It takes like 2.5 hours to select the draft order, but it is so much fun. We've never laughed as much as, you know, we do when we get together for the draft. And then always has to
that's
be
imaginative.
Draft.
I like yeah. that's an imaginative yeah,
really
thing
cool.
to do, man.
Yeah,
how
live
great
draft
is that?
For sure. Can't do an online draft. That's for game.
Exactly. That's it, right?
It's all about getting together. I'm seeing these kids. I got to go to all their weddings.
Oh, dude, that's a great story, man.
It's really cool. Really, really tight group of guys.
I love it. I love it. That's fantastic. You made my day, buddy.
There you go.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate it. That's what I'm talking about.
I am a huge proponent of the last place finish punishment thing in your league.
Yes.
We do it.
You need something. You got to pay the price.
Yeah, of course. So ours is...
come in last. Because I'm thinking, who tags... Who, you know, start right. to lose interest, right? Right. So you got to get penalized for that.
That was so I was struggling towards the end because I told you my team was like decimated by injuries. That was my only goal to not finish in. And I went on a little bit of a run at the end of the year. I actually only finished a game out of the playoffs, which was unbelievable. But my only goal was to not get the punishment. I just didn't want to do it.
And that's the point. It works.
Yeah.
It worked. Dissuades you from just losing interest.
So I was.
You want to make sure you don't have to give. You don't have to do that. Get the wealth. What's your punishment?
You got to run the combine. The NFL combine. You got to do the combine with a lot of beverages in between.
So you'll have. You do 225.
So we do it at like a park or something. So you got to do push-ups instead.
All right.
But it's like, you know, you got to run the 40, the shuttle, the cone.
That's
kick
good.
And punt.
I like
and,
it.
And yeah, there's a lot
so
of.
So you do this at a park?
Yeah, you do it like, you know, a football right. field or a baseball field.
So
or
you do your draft there?
No. That's just where, like, you know, wherever we can get together.
So the punishment, that's the punishment takes place.
That's postseason punishment.
I like it.
I was literally, if I finish an eighth, I'll be. Because it's a 10-team league.
Yeah.
All I got to do is finish an eighth.
No, I appreciate that's good.
Not trying to run the combine.
That's good stuff. My man Patino reminds me. I was talking about that Club Deco. No good Club Deco.
No?
No. Well, yeah, but...
Yes, but no?
Right. You know, on a Thursday night, you work the next morning. You know, one of those deals. I forget where...
11 o'clock becomes 3 a.m. real quick.
Yeah, and you know, and then there's all the places around the city that are open after that.
Right.
You know what I mean? No people. They call you and let you in. You know,
have yourself a night.
And
a morning.
And you walk up the stairs. They, you know, they look at you. Oh, yeah. And you come in. Private joints.
There you go.
That was back in the day. Now, you know, now I'm daddy coach. Now, I don't do any of that. No.
And now you're playing Madden.
Right. Exactly. Where are we at? Ian is back. Ian.
Hey, what's good?
What's happening, Ian?
Not much, brother. You were getting me, you're cracking me up talking about looking at the box scores in Chicago. I was thinking about when I first started playing, my buddies all play fancy hockey. I mean, like, I'm 4-for-4, but not it. But, I want to play, but I don't know a lot about hockey. So, and I couldn't do my drafting. So I would like put together this whole like breakdown just based strictly off of box scores and stats and build my team off of that. And then I actually started watching hockey and I got pretty damn good that way. And
it makes you that much more into it, you know, Ian? Like you know every player, you know everything.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it was so deep. That league was ridiculous. It was like you know, you're like playing Dan Carcillo in your fantasy lineup because it's so deep. But the best thing for me for that league and in fantasy in general is like it was a bunch of dudes that knew each other, and so we'd go to Montreal, AC, DC, Vegas, we'd pick a new city.
You did it up with the trip. You did it on the road. That's a strong move.
You got to do it in person. But yeah, on the Sixers, you know, I think one.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
75 The Fanatic.
And I love that Daryl Morey, he's like, he knows that Doc Rivers is going to play a veteran center no matter what. So it's like, Morey's just like, nope, I'm not even going to give him that option. Like, he can play P.J. Tucker or he can play Bassey and, what's his name, B-Ball Paul. And so I love that. I do kind of disagree with you big time on Lou Dort. I mean, like, that's a stud perimeter defender that can shoot. Like, that's exactly what we need, you know. But I don't think it's, I mean, unless we were trading somebody, I don't think he's even attainable for us. Like that, he's going to get more money.
My point to you is that is he better than Thibault? Yes, he's better than Thibault. But you need a wing that can score right now. Who's your wing?
Well, I mean, we got creation though. Like we got Thibault, we got Harden and Maxey and Embiid. Like
you still need a wing who can score because you don't know Harden
a creator or a shooter.
No, he needs to be a shooter. He needs to be a guy who can shoot the ball and can score. Can actually legitimate score. Here's where we disagree on Dort.
That's Tobias Harris, though. Like that's what Tobias does.
Yeah, unfortunately, Tobias couldn't give you enough. That was the problem last year.
I got you.
You know, I mean, listen. We only differ with Dort in that. To me, his point. He's a really good defender. But his points come playing on a bad team.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah, but I mean, I just think the role he fits. Like, I mean, to me, like, yeah, I would love to have a guy that can, like, for one, they have to be able to defend the wing and they have to be able to shoot threes. Like, now, if we're looking for somebody that can also create their own shot, that's a different level of player. Somebody that can defend the wing, shoot.
Yeah, I think you need a more pronounced player. But
is that possible right now?
I hear you, dude. Listen.
So that's why I think, like, if we can get Tucker, if we can get two other wing guys or, like, anybody between the two and the four that can defend a few positions and shoot the three, like, if we got two or three of those guys, I mean, I'm in. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't know if that's possible. And, what's that, buddy?
What about the Kings he mentioned? You don't like, what if it was Harrison Barnes?
No, I hate Harrison Barnes. He's a loser. I hate him. Hate him. Loser. Stone loser. With nothing to do with him.
In his role.
He's got fleas. Brother, I love you, man. Thanks, Ian. Great stuff, buddy. No, I hate him.
Tell me how you really feel.
I hate the Harrison Barnes. Hate him. He's a flea guy loser. I don't want losers. Listen, I'm a big believer in when it comes, there's a different season in the playoffs. I don't want any fleas. All right. Let me get Mike up here. I think we got time for one more. Mikey, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Michael.
What up, cuz?
What up, Mike?
I'm in a fantasy league, man. We've been at this for now. This will be our 29th year.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and it's a 20-man league. Okay, so it's two separate conferences of 10.
Sounds awesome.
It's two separate drafts. We all draft at the same place, so there's 20 guys at the same place every year. The only year we didn't do it live was the COVID year. Now, six teams make the playoffs. The bottom four teams that don't make the playoffs, they play in a toilet bowl, so they can still end up winning some kind of money. Now, those four teams, they're random for the first four picks of next year's draft.
Wow.
Now, it's called the Big Drinking League, and in our league, seven quarterbacks go in the first two rounds.
Really?
Like a touchdown of 51 yards or more could total up to 16 points in our league.
Oh, I like that. See, I like that a lot.
Big touchdowns are big points.
So, yeah, I like that a lot.
You know, that values the quarterback big time.
So I'm just trying to figure out how you guys do the two drafts.
It's two separate drafts of 10, okay? And the only time the same players will meet would be in the Super Bowl.
Gotcha.
They just cancel out.
That makes sense.
You know, I made a league up for my kids. They're 13 and 14 years old, and they wanted the money thing. And I'm like, no. So what I did was I went and bought them one of them, you know, like a championship belt, like a wrestling belt, but it says fantasy football on it. And they got 12 kids, man, and dude, they love it.
You know what, Mike? You're awesome, Mike. You know what? I love that. And it was funny because, you know, I was thinking the same thing when you said you went and got the belt. And it's such a great lesson that it's not about the money. It's about the true victory of bragging rights. Like, it's about your buddies and beating your buddies. It's not about taking your buddy's $20 bill. You know what I mean?
No. Look, they take the belt. They get it for the whole year. I get their team name engraved on the open.
Oh, that's fantastic.
This is our third year, man, and they got a waiting list. Like, there's a 20-kid waiting list to get into their league. And they're like, we're not going more than 12. We don't want more than 12. You got to wait. Somebody drops out, somebody else drops in.
I got to tell you, I love it. You're creative, too, man. I love your league. The way you deal with the guys and the fact you deal with the kids, that's strong, Mike. That's good by you. Good work by you.
Dude. Fun time, man. You know, my kids thought they knew football, but now 3 years into fantasy, they could tell you how many yards, how many touchdowns.
Dude, I know. It's the greatest. And, that's what's funny because I need – that's my next step with my guys. Like, I got them. Anthony yesterday, we were talking about the off season and different teams and players. And I'm like – because he's 12.
No better feeling than geeking out with your kids about it.
Yeah.
Football, man. It's so good.
Dude, you're the man, brother. Good job, buddy. Thanks, brother, for the call.
How's it going, buddy?
You too. Now, that's the best.
That's next generation of bots right there. That's how it starts.
We got to create the bots.
That's how it starts.
This, oh my God. This Windy report's in the back of my head, though, dude. 3 to 5 new players. That means Tobias is gone.
Well, it's funny you say that, because now we're getting conflicting reports. Paul Hudrick says that one of his sources say that Tobias is staying. So it may be smaller pieces on the move.
Well, if Tobias is staying, then what kind of pieces? Three to five new players?
I guess you're talking...
That doesn't, you know...
You know, Furkan gone.
Oh, okay.
One of the young... That's
I
what
mean,
I'm
saying. I'm not counting that. You know, I mean, Wendy's going that route.
I don't know. I mean, I guess that could conceivably be what he's... Right. Matisse moving would be...
Okay. Like, what's that get you?
And I guess he's considering Tucker as one of the 3 to 5, right? I would think.
Yeah, I guess he would also consider Melton. As one of...
So it really could be one more. And that's... I mean, that would hit his quota.
Yeah, but that's not a...
Underwhelming.
That's not even a breeze, let alone a gust. That's A. Come on, it's on your board. Or it's on the tunas board.
All right, let's see. Let's see if we can find it.
That's not a wind gust. It's A.
Oh, where are we looking here? I don't know where you're going.
You have no idea. It's the flatulence one, but whatever. It's okay. All right. I don't want to go low rent anyway. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975 is how you reach us. O'clock across the Delaware Valley, hanging out on this Thursday. I got to check on stuff. Oh, it's the free agent period, the NBA, Windy, Shams, all the reporters trying to glean something. I got the bot, Zuli.
Got a lot going on.
Give me up to date, Zuli. Anything going on, Zuli?
So, we know that Bobby Portis has opted out of his player option, $4.6 million option with the Bucks. Now, the report from Jake Fisher, who's done a great job, I think, recently, says potential of four-year, $40 million deal will be in place with for him to stay in Milwaukee. So, look for him to get a nice little payday and a four-year extension. I told you about the DeJounte Murray trade where he goes.
Yeah, man.
Danilo Gallinari is reportedly in that trade. Now, the Hawks have moved back the date in which his contract becomes fully guaranteed to July 8th. So they move it back about a week, a little over a week. And I think that is to give them.
DeJounte Murray, man. I love DeJounte Murray.
Me too. Me too. So when we saw that there was.
How do those two fit together?
Murray and Trey?
Yeah.
That's a good question. I guess Murray be off the ball?
Yeah, it'll be DeJounte's off the ball.
Yeah.
I mean, how do they fit?
Ball dominant.
I know. How do they fit? I mean, that's wild. It's amazing. You know what it is? It's like, you know, it's always been, well, recently it's been positionless basketball.
Yeah.
Over the last, like, you know, decade. And you obviously see it all across AAU. But, like, you know, DeJounte pairing Trae Young and DeJounte Murray is wild.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's probably a good problem to have, right? Two guys who you know can fill it up, who can be ball handlers, who can, you know, do a little bit of everything for you. So I guess my question for you with this is, how bad are the Spurs going to stink this year?
Yeah, and I don't know why you do that if you're San Antonio. Like, why?
I think
what's Pop do, like? What are they thinking?
That kid from France is what they're thinking.
Yeah.
Apparently that kid's like generationally good.
Yeah. 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 Damn, man. So Murray's 6'4". What's Trey? 6'1"?
Yeah, he's maybe. Maybe. Yeah, 6 foot.
I know.
You know. Yeah, so Murray off the ball makes sense, right? So him at the, I guess, the quote-unquote two.
It's interesting, man, those two together. You know what's amazing? The Hawks have been one of those trash franchises forever. Like, they just never win.
Yeah. I mean, they're going on, what, 70 years now?
They never win.
I think they won in, what, like the mid-50s?
Were they in St. Louis then? Or?
Something like that.
No. I mean that's unbelievable. All right, anything else, Bot?
Nothing yet, as of especially Sixers related. Nothing yet else other than what we've reported so far. Keep you in the deal zone as it goes.
Oh, the deal zone. 3 to 5 players changing hands. So we know Tucker. We know Melton. Is DiVincenzo, you like DiVincenzo?
Not as much as a lot of people. He doesn't intrigue me nearly as much as I've, you know, especially with the local ties, the Nova ties. I know a lot of people want to try to bring him in. He doesn't intrigue me nearly as much as a lot of people around here.
What don't you like about him?
I think he's just a guy. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if he provides you that pop that you could potentially be looking for. Mm. Not that anybody that you get now, I think, is going to be.
I mean, they're talking about role players.
Yeah, so they're going to be lackluster in something.
You know, what you need is you need to bolster the bench.
Right.
That's what you're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have any issue. I'm not going to be like, oh, this guy stinks. What are you paying him for? But
right.
I think that I could find options that I would feel better
It's so
about.
Interesting me to think of what they're going to look like. Well, I give the beard. I salute the beard. Salute the beard.
I wonder what that number is going to look like. I know we've heard the rumors of 30-something.
Well, listen, dude, I heard 3 years, 80-some million forever. From the beginning, like when that's they got great. Him, I heard that number. So maybe that's the key. Real quick, because I looked down, I saw my Dunkin' Donuts coffee that I'm drinking. So yesterday, Massimo wanted a donut. So I stopped at the Dunkin' Donuts to get him a donut. And he likes the French crullers.
Okay.
So I was told that the Dunkin' Donuts do not do the French crullers anymore.
So they had them?
They're done. Well, the cruller was a staple.
Okay.
But the Dunkin' Donuts, none of them do at least in Jersey, they said no more French crullers.
Were they not selling?
Yes, they said no. Nobody wanted them.
Interesting.
The crawler.
That's got to be heartbreaking for your son.
Well, that's his favorite donut, the crawler. And they said no more crawler. Did you know? Were you a crawler man?
Not really.
What's the bot like? A plain donut?
No, I'll do a Boston cream. I'll do a glaze. I'll do a.
His second choice was the glazed.
Glaze is good.
But the crawler.
I like the chocolate glaze even better.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. But the crawler, dude, the crawler was his staple, dude. Like, I remember my grandmother being a crawler lady.
She
was all about the crawler. There was a lot of crawler love.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, the crawler's dead.
I think it's an item that's come and gone, I guess.
Is it passé? Is the crawler like just passé?
I don't know.
It's got nothing, the crawler.
I don't know.
There's no crawler love. They discontinued it.
I don't think there's any love left. I don't know.
What's that about? And they didn't even do a farewell.
I think, you know what the problem is? You got all these crazy donuts now, right? Like the maple bacons and the peanut butter cups and...
Okay, they do like the, there's the Amish market. When they go to the Amish market, they like the donuts with the gummy bears on them.
With gummy bears?
Yeah, I don't
really?
Dude, I don't know, dude. Yeah, I'm not a donut guy, so I don't know.
I'm not a huge donut guy. My wife, like, if she could eat donuts for the rest of her life, like, that's one of her favorite foods.
Yeah.
That's her big.
I'm a salt, not a sweet, but, you know. I feel you.
I've always been like, if I go out to dinner, I'm an apps guy over a dessert guy.
Like, I never do it. I don't like dessert.
Like, I'd rather get wings or nachos.
You ever tell you the story about the bro? I lashed out on the bro one time.
Really?
Yes.
For being a dessert man?
Yes. Because we all went to... Now, to me, you only do dessert if you're a bro... If you're a dude, you only do dessert if you want a date.
Don't tell my brother that.
All right.
Big dessert guy.
If you got all guys, okay, you got to do like Hemingway. Now, I'm a big Hemingway fan. Hemingway says men drink their desserts. So you got to go with the brown.
I think you get whatever you want. Whatever makes you happy. Life's too short, man.
Just listen. I listen by the Hemingway rule.
I don't know. I think life's too short.
So we're all... Listen, you're correct, bot. I am. But, you know, sometimes the violation is fun to get a little violation, break balls a little bit. So when the bro orders the lemon cake, everybody went around and went, is it dessert? And like, no, I'll have a bourbon. I don't know, whatever. I have this, I have that. The bro went lemon cake.
Listen, I would do the bourbon every day of the week over the dessert, no doubt. Like, I would absolutely get even the dessert cocktail, right? You get that over. I would do that over the cake or the donut or whatever. But if the bro's a dessert guy. I know the bro's a big beer man. So that kind of surprised. I thought he might get like
We were at a fine steakhouse.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, and in fact, the tab was being picked up by our old boss.
Oh, then you definitely got to get the, you get the dessert and the drink.
Yeah, no, the lemon cake, I found off-putting, but that's all right. I'm a Hemingway guy. Listen, I believe what Hemingway says.
All right.
You know.
I mean, like I said, I'd do the bourbon, too. I mean, nice old-fashioned or something like that.
My man DeWood says, my son Bryce loves the French Crawler.
We got to put a demand in, then.
And I can't believe they're going to do... Oh, kids across the Delaware Valley are going to have no French Crawler?
Your boys are going to have to...
Is that possible?
Step up.
I didn't know. The beauty of the show is you have questions, they get answered. So I need to know. I need to hear from somebody from Dunkin' Donuts to tell me that the French Crawler is done. Kaput. I guess it's... I don't know.
Maybe it's a seasonal thing now. Maybe it's just
Maybe so. Coming up in about 15 minutes, it's Geek Week on the show. We're going to talk to the geek. And he's our fantasy guru. So if you have any draft questions for the geek, you could start lining up. All right? We're going to do that. Let's go to Stanley. I haven't talked to Stan in a minute. What's going on, Stan?
Yo, what's going on, Ant?
You ready?
What do you think
happens?
Yeah, listen, I'm not really quite sure what these moves are going to be. I just know that there's no way that you can't improve your team. That's all I know. I'm seeing a lot of people talking about how they don't want P.J. Tuckers and Eric Gordons and all these. And I'm like, what did you have before that makes you think that you're qualified to say that we wouldn't take these guys? I don't care about their ages. I mean, guys who are going to be productive.
I think you're right.
Because what you had from a productivity standpoint was absolute zero. So if a guy can come in and give you anything, who are we to sit there and say,
I agree. And by the way, I love Tucker. I do too. Like, I got a real with you. I love
this
Tucker.
This is a guy, he's been to the Western Conference Finals with James Harden when he was in Houston. He went to the Eastern Conference Finals with the Bucks, and then went on a championship run with them. Then went to the Eastern Conference Finals last year with them. Like, this is a guy who knows how to win. This is what you want. You want these type of veterans who know how to win, and in big game situations can do things for you, whether it's get a rebound, get a stop, be that tough guy, like whatever you need. We never, like Embiid said it, we don't have a guy like that. And if you have a chance to get a guy like that, you get him. And you out here complaining because he's going to make $10 million a year? Like, come on, I'm not trying to hear none of that. Because the alternative was to try to run it back with Cork Maz and Shake Milton as your primary guy.
You're dead right, Stan.
I mean, like, cut it
out. Yes.
And then a guy that I like besides Tucker, I actually like Lou Dort from OKC.
Yeah, everybody loves the Dort.
I do. I think he reminds me a lot of like Marcus Smart. I think he can guard.
Marcus Smart.
He got that dog in him. Yes, he does.
Listen, he's a really good defender. Marcus Smart to play point guard, man.
He's not as good as a player. That's not what I meant.
All right.
I'm talking about from his stature, the way he plays defense.
Okay.
He still has a long way to go. We're still talking about a second, third year
player.
I got you. So I wouldn't compare him to Marcus Smart.
Okay, okay.
But I'm not getting him to play point guard either. You get what I'm saying? Like,
I hear you. Yeah, here's my thing. I hear everybody and the Dort, everybody loves the Dort. My only beef with the Dort is this, and I agree, he's better than Thibault. So I'm with you, Stan.
Mm-hmm.
But I think his 17 points a game are a product of being on a bad team.
Oh, absolutely. I'm not disagreeing with you on that. Yeah. But I think even if that drops down, which it would, it's like, again, we go to productivity from your role players. He's not, because Thibault is literally unplayable.
You know what? I agree with you.
He was unplayable. And that's
Stan,
what I'm saying.
I think you're dead right, buddy.
He was unplayable. You need guys who are going to be able to play when you need them the most.
I agree with you.
Guys, nice talking to you, brother.
What a pleasure, Stan. Always Absolutely. A pleasure, my brother. Always. Let's go to Dom. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Yo, Dom.
Yo, what's going on, cuz?
What's happening, Dom?
Oh, man. Getting excited. I'm in heat. You had me all excited for football. A couple of days. Now we're in action with the baskets. I love the way that the NBA has made
the free agent market, the free agent frenzy. They really marketed this so well and have the last 4 or 5 years, well, really since the LeBron thing, but really when you think about it, about 7 years ago or 6, 7 years ago when Durant, I remember on 4th of July, like I remember it vividly, the breaking news on NBA Network and all, the way they set that up, they make it so exciting. I mean, they did a heck of a job. So this is a big day, big, big day.
You know, it's funny. I love you. Now I got the baskets, and I'm in heat with the baskets. And you're right, dude. Like, listen, Dom, you're so right. You're spot on, man.
All you do is amplify it, yeah. Which is best.
I know, but I can't help it. I love this stuff.
It's the best. Now, listen, with the DiVincenzo thing, I called as soon as I heard that. Is that something that someone just requested, or is that something that we hear that may be happening?
It's a rumor. It's one of those rumors that it's got a possibility of happening.
I think, him coming out of college, I thought he was a decent player. Listen, I watched him on the Bucks. I mean, we all have seen him on the Bucks, even on crappy Sacramento. The fact of the matter is, and I don't say this as a prejudice, but even for a white guy, I mean, just in general, he is very athletic.
Yeah,
he can defend. He's a decent defender. And he hit the three. He's the perfect kind of guy. If we
listen,
get,
I like him. I like him more than the bot. The bot's not a big fan of DiVincenzo. I like him. I like him more than the bot does. I think he could play a role for you.
Absolutely. And listen, like we said, the core is the core. Everything.
Right. Which is the same thing with Dort. I get what you're. I think he's going back to OKC. But I feel you guys on the role players. I get it. In a perfect world, I would get a wing that is a wing that could score, right. But, you know.
Now, this is my other question. Because, like we were saying, you're saying it, and it's the truth. Everything hinges on Harden, bottom line.
Yeah.
If he comes back and he's not going to be Harden at OKC. If he's Harden, that was Harden the first 5 games of when he got here, then for the season and the playoffs, really. Then that's where we're good. But where do you think? What do you think as far as the dominoes falling? What does your gut tell you that's going to happen as far as getting that wing? Are we going to just get like a couple guys that are going
to
be?
My gut says to me is that it's another kind of role player along with Tucker and Tobias is back. I keep thinking, how do they move Tobias? I mean, I guess they can move Matisse, but again, what are you going to get? So you get somebody there, you get another free agent, so you bolster there. But I don't know. I still go back to Tobias and go, who's taking the contract?
Exactly. The only way you're getting anything, and like I said, to make all these moves, and then if you're weak at the bench again, and you're dealing with the same crap, the fact of the matter is, keep what you have. It all hinges on Harden. And you, like we said, you get your P.J. Tucker. You get these guys.
You build a credible bench. And the fact that Harden's going to play ball with you tells you he wants to win.
Yes.
And that excites me. That alone excites me.
Right. And like one last thing. I don't care unless you're getting Durant, like you've been saying. You can't get rid of Maxey.
No.
The kid needs to stay.
I agree.
If anything happens, and say you know, 6 years from now, whatever, that kid's your centerpiece. I love everything about him. You got to keep him.
I'm with you.
You guys are the best.
Thanks,
the best.
My brother.
Keep it up for me, my man.
Let's go, baby. Thank you, Dom. We appreciate it. 610-632-0975. Bot, anything going on, Bot? Zuli!
We got a ton. Nothing new, but we got a ton.
All right.
Nothing break.
Okay, all right.
No, talking about Dante DiVincenzo, right? I did a little digging to see who may be interested. A couple of teams of note, or one team particularly of note, Phoenix Suns, may have some interest in a player like Dante DiVincenzo.
Wow.
Also a name that's been floating around for multiple teams, just won an NBA title. Obviously a slow start to his career, but just won an NBA title. Otto Porter has kind of been floating around the Twitter sphere the last little bit. Any interest in Porter?
Yes. Role player?
Yeah, me too. I think so.
I think it's a three, yeah.
Yeah, so I mean,
I do. I, like, listen, Who's Stans just said it when he talked about the bench last year. Look at that bench last year. That bench was unplayable.
It
was horrible. So, yes, I would.
But yeah, I mean, nothing new to report, but a ton going on, obviously, as we get a little bit closer.
Well, I like the fact
agency.
That you're on the caper, bot. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Now, you join us. Also, the Geek will join us, our fantasy experts. So, if you want to get some early questions in on the Geek, you got to let us know. You can climb in. And you can ask the Geek for your draft. It's Geek Week for us. Got to have the Geek on to talk fantasy. Well, 30 across the Delaware Valley. Don't forget our 12 o'clock hour brought to you by our good friends at Service.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
75 The Fanatic.
First, heating and air conditioning. That's Brian. Get 0% financing for 72 months and $500 rebate when you purchase a complete heating and cooling system from Service First. Learn more at ServiceFirstHVAC.com. Oh, my man. Coming up is Geek Week. So we're having some fun. We're talking about fantasy sports. We're talking about, you know, geeking out over different things. Today's the fantasy day. Obviously, we're keeping you abreast of what's happening in free agency and all of the free agent moves and everything else, the rumors. It's fun. The NBA is really great at it, man. They are incredible at it. The hot stove, it used to be football, you know, now football free agency is still great. But the NBA, because you have some big moves, big names on the move, the whole thing. But it's Geek Week on the show. Now, I can't do Geek Week when having the preeminent geek, our man when it comes to fantasy football, he was incredible. But I want you to take note, all right? Because this guy is the greatest fantasy football person. I'll put him up against anybody. All those dudes, the dude that Mike had, that Mike used to have, the general I have, all these fancy dudes, I got the geek. Geek!
Geek Week, I love it, Ant. I love it.
Oh, he's back! It's so good to hear your voice. I need freaking football, geek!
Let me tell you how much I miss you and you guys. I'm going to say, I watch Hustle once or twice a day. Just every day.
Oh, my God, you're the best. Geekus, I can't believe it. You know what the greatest thing about tomorrow is? That it's July 1st, and we're that much closer to football, baby.
July is fantasy football season. That is the official start. Usually the 4th of July, but the official start of fantasy football season, draft season. I can't wait. And even before we get into the fantasy stuff, I saw a statement by an Eagles player today, Miles Sanders.
Oh,
and he said, and I quote, don't draft me in your fantasy football league. What's going on over there?
What is this? Let me tell you something, guys. They're going to be good. They're going to be really good.
I love the Eagles this year. I love that offense. I even, you know, A.J. Brown. What off season.
And you've always been a huge Jalen Hurts man.
I mean, listen, Jalen Hurts last year when I came on, he was our cheat code. We all won our fantasy football leagues because we were able to wait. Like I said, you were the last person in your league to take a quarterback, and who'd you get? You got Jalen Hurts. He was my quarterback for every team last year. We talked about it before the season. You gained an edge on your competition because you waited at the quarterback position, and you got a guy who scored just as much as anybody. I think he came in QB 3 or 4 last year overall. So that was one of the best.
Wow, did he really? That's amazing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. The running quarterback, and Jalen Hurts was the best version of a running quarterback. We saw Justin Fields being quote-unquote a running quarterback.
Right.
We didn't see any of the run.
Right.
You know, a lot of these guys, like Kyler Murray, he stopped running around halfway through the season, got hurt, stopped running. So Jalen Hurts really gave us everything we wanted, although I would say I observed that in games where the Eagles were ahead or comfortably leading, his production did go down a little bit because he didn't have to run as much when the defense. So overall, he had an excellent season. And one of the things I want to talk about for this year, just I wanted to give you a couple of general sort of pointers for how 2022 is shaping up for fantasy football.
Oh, I love this, man.
Yeah.
I got primer. And I'm working with a guy, the bot, because Chunas is off. So I got the bot is with me. He's another one. When you say Siri into the phone, his name is Zuli. So, like, if you need something, Zuli knows. So,
you just say, hey, Zuli.
Right. Exactly. So, I'm surrounded. So, give it to me, brother. I need your primer.
All right. So, we're going to get into some basic stuff, right? And once again this year at the quarterback, I'm going to start there. So, for your standard 12-team league that most people play in, you know who the 12th quarterback going off the board is? And I'll give you 12 and 13. Just understand that this is another year where we don't need to wait. We will not be taking a quarterback before. We're essentially the last one in our league to do so. We'll get an advantage at another position. The 12th quarterback going off the board this year is Matthew Stafford, who averaged 24.5 fantasy points last season per game. So if you compare that to, let's say, a Pat Mahomes, last year averaged, I believe, 26 fantasy points per game. There's no advantage to taking a quarterback early. You can get Matthew Stafford, you can get Trey Lance, you can get Russell Wilson or Tom Brady right at the end, at the 12th spot.
Wow.
No reason to take one early. So the minute you take a guy too soon, basically you're weaker at a certain position. I can take a luxury tight end because I'm waiting on my quarterback. I can try to get Mark Andrews or Travis Kelce. I can do something in my league to give me an edge using this. It's a cheat code. This is, just doing that alone will help you win your league against your buddies, your home leagues, that kind of thing. So,
how about that, Zuli? Listen to the geek, Zuli.
I've got a second one, Ant. That's not it. So, with the quarterback position, we're now covered. Just wait. You'll take one of the last three guys. Tom Brady, what are you, upset? If Tom Brady is your starting quarterback, he's going as the 10th quarterback off the board. So the other interesting phenomenon for fantasy football this year, and it is fascinating, in general, we have the deepest crop of running backs that I've seen in maybe the last, it might be 10 years. This is unusual. And so what I mean by this is, in the past, when you went past the first 8 or 10 guys, you started to get what I used to call stinky cheese running backs, right? These guys with a lot of warts on them.
Right.
You know, yeah, you're not happy, you're not excited about them.
They're like provolone running backs.
Yeah, it's a stinky cheese. Stinky cheese.
The provolone.
You feel bad, you make a face.
Yeah.
You know, this year is different. It's really interesting how things are shaping up because the 12 through 24 group, sort of that second wave, looks really great. Some of them have a little bit of mystery, but I'm going to throw some names out, like a Travis Etienne from Jacksonville.
I like Etienne.
What's not to like? First of all, people don't know that he's big. You know, people think he's a shifty little pass kid. He's large. He's like Alvin Kamara. He's a large man, and people don't know. He's a great pass catcher. Obviously, Hate the Face is gone, thank goodness. The worst coaching staff.
They were the worst. He was horrible. And we got our friend, Doug Peterson.
We know Doug Peterson is a competent National Football League head coach.
Yes.
They're going to get the right to ship over there. They're going to right the ship. I love Etienne. You're getting him as RB17. There's a whole bunch. Cam Akers.
Look at that. RB17.
Yeah.
Come on. Bot.
Get him late. Very late. You know who else is in that zone? I mean, I'm talking about, you can get Zeke Elliott in that zone. We hate Zeke.
I don't want Zeke.
We hate Zeke. Nah, yeah, no, yeah, Zeke. But no, he's available. You know, if you remove your fandom for a second and just say, you know what? I can get a starting running back from a pretty good offense, you know, RB19. These guys are available very, very late. David Montgomery, Cam Akers from the Rams, all in the same zone, right? Cam Akers, we're not 100% sure that he's going to nail it down. He looked terrible in the playoffs. But my goodness, you would look terrible too if you had Achilles surgery 5 months before. No one has ever recovered from that in less than a year. This guy came back in 4 months. He's a
It was unbelievable. Now you're dead right about him. Dead right.
Yeah.
What are you hearing about Zeke? Speaking of Zeke, what are you hearing about Elliott? Obviously Pollard looked like the more explosive back. So. What are you hearing, you know, how kind of shape is he in? What mindset going on there?
I'm hearing the same stuff I heard last year. Quote, unquote, best shape of his life. Quote, right. Unquote, nutrition. The same positive. It's all positive buzzwords on Zeke this year. All positive. Mm-hmm. We heard the exact same thing last year. And listen, in the end of the day, Zeke, from a fantasy perspective, forget real life. Real life, they paid him, they're going to play. Like, that's it. He's paid, he's going to be played. Like, it doesn't matter. And a lot of these backup running backs like Tony Pollard, they look amazing as a backup. Then you bring him in as a starter, and you're like, oh, yeah, it's not that great. So I'm not going too crazy on the talent of Tony Pollard. You know, it's kind of not that difficult to look good in the situations they put him in. They put him right in great spots for running backs. You know, grind him up the middle, he might be terrible. But with Zeke, a lot of the disappointments from a fantasy perspective, it really came from the fact that you were taking him in the first round, so you expected elite sort of like carry my team level production, and he's not that. He's just a yeoman-like guy, going to come out there, and in the end, he's been a top 10 running back even all of these bad years because he plays every week. He's never questionable. The guy never gets hurt, or he hasn't been hurt, so you're always sure that you're playing him. He's never got the Q tag. He's where he belongs. He's finally where he belongs, right? He's hanging out in that zone of not running backs that you're expecting to carry your team, but rather, hey, I got a great something else in the first round, and you know, I'm filling it out in the third round with a running back. I need a guy who's going to be there every week, putting up some points.
So you say quarterbacks go 13 deep. Backs go 18 deep.
Yes. And here's the beauty of knowing this, right? When you know it and you're on the clock in the first round, there are two wide receivers this season that should be taken above all else but Jonathan Taylor. So I like the luxury elite wide receiver this year. I like taking wide receivers early. But the two guys that stand out head and shoulders above everyone is only two. It's a two-man tier, Cooper Kupp and Justin Jefferson. So what I'm advising is if either of those guys are on the board, you know, there's an argument for pick number one for Jonathan Taylor. I don't even have that argument. Take Cooper Kupp. If you're a first, if you're second, take Kupp. If Kupp is on the board and you're drafting fourth, I don't care where you are. Take Cooper Kupp. Just take him. You could tell just by his closing DraftKings and FanDuel salaries last year. He was over 10K.
Right.
There were no running backs anywhere near that price. There's a reason for it. This guy's production is better than any running back. It's more consistent. People take running backs because they're looking for consistency. Cooper Kupp was more consistent last year than running back. So I expect more of the same. And Justin Jefferson, how about the Vikings talking about a new pass-heavy offensive game.
Yeah, which I think is smart. And, you know, because, look, Dalvin Cook gets beat up, right? They beat him up. I could see that. And Jefferson's such a weapon. Such a weapon.
He's spectacular. And you know, Adam Thielen is back. They've got a couple other pieces over there. But, I mean, he's such an alpha in that offense.
You go. So it's interesting. You go Kupp one overall, Jefferson two, and then Jonathan Taylor three.
I think not. My reasoning for it is just because There are great running backs later that you can get. There aren't these great wide receivers. So even though I think Jonathan Taylor is great, I love Jonathan Taylor this year. I love him overall. He's a great player. I think he's great. But when you look at what you can do later on in the draft, if you want to be attacking running backs in that zone I talked about, in that RB12 through RB20 zone, and the only way you're doing that is by starting with an early wide receiver, a luxury wide receiver.
All right.
So that's the way I'm playing it this year.
So you go. So do this for me. Give me your top 10. Like, just so you, like, you know, most guys are on the top or 10 team leagues. Who would your top 10 be?
All right. So if I'm going straight from the top down, we're starting with Cooper Kupp.
All right.
Cooper Kupp, Justin Jefferson, Jonathan Taylor, Christian McCaffrey. Then we've got Jamar Chase.
Wow, you going with Chase?
Oh, yeah.
Number 5 overall. Wow.
Once you get past those sort of super elite running backs, Christian McCaffrey and Jonathan Taylor, they're the best.
The problem with Christian McCaffrey is, can you trust them?
No.
Right?
No, scary pick.
Yeah.
Scary pick. But, I mean, like, you know, I'm not a doctor. What do I know?
Right.
But he's young. You know, I don't know. But, yeah, he's a scary pick because I don't know how those injuries is going to keep happening. Honestly, I think you just have to ignore it and hope that you're right. I don't think we can predict. You know, it's one of those things I don't think we can predict. So after you get past Chase, it gets really interesting. I like, and you ready for this, Najee Harris.
Yeah. I love Najee Harris. Love Najee Harris.
Every snap.
I agree.
He's huge.
Yes.
He's a very large. You know how I like quarterbacks with the legs? I like running backs with the size. I like big guys. They don't get hurt, right? They smash for touchdowns. Najee Harris, 243 pounds. I like that, right? He's a big dude. And I think the Steelers' offense gets a little bit better. Derrick Henry.
You know what's funny? I got the guy, Big Brain on Brad, right? He's a professional bettor. And the Brad says Derrick Henry is due for a down season. Just file that away. The Brad is really good. He does these like trends over 3-4 years. And he has this as a downtrend, geek. Just a little. Listen, you're the master, all right? I just give a little nugget there.
There is an analytic out there, and I don't disagree with it, that sort of says something along the lines of after a certain number of carries for a
yes,
player at the running back position, they just can't repeat it for multiple years in a row, especially the style of running back that Derrick Henry is.
Interesting.
So, you know, if you're going to bet on Derrick Henry kind of getting hurt, you know, that's something somebody else needs to bet on. I'm not going to bet on that. But, you know, the analytics do say that, you know, after the seasons that I mean, we're seeing it with Christian McCaffrey. It's the same sort of curse.
Yeah, when you are that involved, when you have that big a percentage of your team's offense, at some point you're going to get beat up.
It's essentially, you know, it's the same curse,
yeah,
so to speak. Yeah. Now, for your 10th, yeah. I just want to throw one last item out there. You mentioned 10-team drafts. So there's a pretty big difference between a 12-team league and a 10-team league. A 10-team league really allows you to just target studs. There's lots of good players on the bench all the time. Depth is much, much less important. So when you're in a 10-team league, one of the things that I like to do is I like to target a luxury tight end. And by luxury tight end, there are two guys this year at the tight end position that will give you a strategic advantage against your competition every single week because they're just so much better than everyone else. The two guys are Kelce and Mark Andrews. And I'll be honest with you, because if it wasn't for the fact that Tyreek Hill left and Mahomes has no one to throw to but Kelce, it would be Mark Andrews that would be the top of that list for me. I would actually put him ahead of Kelce, but because of the new situation in Kansas City, what we've seen over the last few years is in games where Tyreek Hill did not play, Kelce was almost locked into 10-plus targets every single game.
This guy
is going to be a beast. He is going to give up vintage Gronk productivity, vintage Kelce productivity.
Yeah.
I think 10 targets a game for both guys. They are incredible. And our mind is programmed not to think about tight end early. I mean, if you're doing a lot of fantasy leagues, you're not really thinking tight end
so
early.
So late first round, you got to start thinking TE1.
Yes. Now, if you don't get one of those two guys, if it didn't work out, forget it.
Yeah.
You know, don't worry about it. You know, now we can wait a little bit.
No, I get you.
No big deal.
Yeah.
If you can, you know, if I'm late in the first round or at the start of the second round, even in
a with a bust out, give me some Kelce.
Yeah.
Give me some Andrews. I like it. Listen, I'm up against it. You got to tell me, because you have incredible tools and you have your app. The Geek has an app. Of course, a geek would have an app. It's called the Sharp app. It's tremendous. It's great. Like, if you're a baseball, fantasy baseball guy or a bettor and you bet these props and all, you got to get the Sharp app. Tell the guys about it.
So the Sharp app is tools, content, odds, everything you need for sports betting. And one of the things, we're actually adding it this week. We've finally gotten this in. You know, we've taken the DFS Army projection models, which are superior. You know, prop projection, essentially player projection models, which are superior to what's on the books. And we're integrating it into the app so that when you're looking up strikeouts or if you want to bet the strikeout number or, you know, Mike Trout to hit home run or something like that, we've got our model projections. We're adding it into the app so that you'll be able to see it alongside every single prop for that particular market. So basically the whole idea is to help bettors make smarter betting decisions. And if you want to grab the Sharp app, check it out. The Pro Plan is super cheap if you want to do it. If not, we've got a ton of free content, and we're adding stuff every single day. So every tool that we add, we've just added to our Game Center incredible trends for every betting type. So if you go to our Game Center, you can see all the trends, anything you want. We're adding in breakdowns of the trends for every single game as we speak. So, you know, it's just constantly growing. It's been spectacular, and we've been adding, of course, my fantasy football content is on there as well, my podcast, all of that. So you can check it out and just
I love it. It's great stuff, man. You're a geek. You're it, buddy. And listen, fantasy football season has begun, so we will start our weekly hits again, all right? So we'll talk to you next week, buddy.
I love it. Love it. Can't wait.
All right, here he is, the geek. I got the bot. I got the geek. It's Geek Week Fantasy.
You're locked in.
I am locked in. Coming up, we will get to your phone call, 610-632-0975. We'll get an update from the bot. We'll also talk to Kyle Gibson and Zach Eflin. We got Gibby and F. I love it. Kyle Gibson and Zach Eflin. And they got a Phillies fantasy football to help people. It's beautiful. I love it. So we got that coming up next as well. Big hour left before we go to the general, T.Y. Johnson, 2 o'clock. It's Cuz Radio with the bot, Infortunus, 97.5 The Fanatic. Old friend, Brett Brown, has agreed to join the Spurs again as Pop's assistant. Brett, of course, spent from 2007 to 2013 as Pop's assistant before becoming the head coach of the Sixers. So Brett joins Greg Popovich back in San Antonio as an assistant. Good for Brett. He's one of the, he was a really good guy. Speaking of good guys, I'm so excited. It's funny because it's Geek Week on the show. We talk about all kinds of geek stuff from, you know, baseball cards to fantasy stuff. And we got two great guys. I'm so thrilled to talk about this. So Kyle Gibson is a prince, right? And he's teaming up with Big League Impact to raise money for people in need with two great events that are coming up next month, including a fantasy thing. So I'm going to tell you about it. But it's so cool because how about we got the rotation on the line together? Kyle Gibson, Zach Eflin, two great guys. What's up, boys?
Hey, how you doing, man? How's it going?
Oh, it's fantastic, man. First of all, Kyle, that's so awesome what you're doing. I just think it's so great that, you know, we talk about giving back and being a part. And, you know, this whole week we were talking a lot about encounters, right? Encounters with athletes and everything. And you guys, and I have a story about Zach that I want to share that he doesn't even know about, that it's awesome coming up as well. But Kyle, that's exactly what you guys do. And that means so much to the fans. It really is not, it's an important piece of this thing.
So I think it's an important responsibility that so many baseball players understand and do their best at, right? And this is a team that I feel like just from the first couple weeks being here last year, you hear about, you know, all of the different charity things that guys want to do and have already done. And it's for me, it's cool to see, and it's inspiring to try to do more and to be involved with these guys. You know, Reese had a great event just a couple weeks ago that a lot of guys were at. And when I heard that F wanted to do a Topgolf event, you know, I had kind of planned on doing one as well. So I was like, hey, what if we do it together? And he's like, yeah, that sounds great. So our goal is at Big League Impact, you know, I've been involved with them now for 5 or 6 years, is just to create experiences like this for fans to come together, partner with players on initiatives that we're passionate about, and make a difference in the community together. And give fans a chance to hang out with some of the guys at the same time. Because I think those type of experiences can create memories for children, adults,
yes,
you know, people of all ages.
Yeah. Dude, in this town, like, so the Flyers used to have, they still do, but this Flyers, their Wives Fight for Lives Carnival. And it was a way where everybody would get together. And I just remember it's been a huge success running forever. Because when you guys get together and it invites the community, it's strength, it's power, and it's, you feel next to each other, man. It's such a, that's such a cool thing when you get to go see the fans and hang out. Because I know what that means to you guys.
I mean, it means a lot, really. Like, you know, we get to see people at the stadium and stuff like that, but I mean, when you're at an event, you get a chance to talk to fans up close. You get a chance to connect with them. They get a chance to ask you questions about your family and feel like they get a chance to get to know us as well. And that's something that COVID really kind of stole from us the last couple of years. So
that's right.
You know, thankfully, you know, this year I think we're to a point with vaccines and also a lot of people have had it, and we can get to a spot where we can get together and do it safely outdoors at a venue like Topgolf and still have a lot of fun. So we're looking forward to it.
Amen. And Zach, so I got a buddy of mine, right? So my little guy plays 9U ball. And one of his teammates, we were it was funny, he went to Disney. And his dad said, you know, dude, it was amazing because we were at Disney and RJ, his name's RJ, recognized Zach. And he went on, he went up to Zach and Zach spent 15 minutes with him. And he had the big, and RJ's a good little ball player, and he had the biggest smile when he was talking about meeting you and how much time you guys, like, he was talking to me about baseball and about playing. And dude, that is what you want to talk about, the kids and a kid that's like, you just furthered that kid that I helped coach, that kid in baseball. And that's, dude, thank you for that.
Absolutely. It's so cool to hear that because I remember that happening. We were actually walking around Magic Kingdom and Disney. And it's one thing to be, you know, recognized in Philly and see all the kids around here and, you know, get to know them. But to be in my hometown and to have somebody recognize me in my hometown who's from out of the state was really cool. And we just had an opportunity to kind of chat a little bit. And he said he was a huge baseball fan.
Yes.
You know, just felt like I was doing my part, you know.
How nuts is that? That's the world, right? That's the universe speaking. Because, like, here it is. Like, that's one of my kids that I help coach, and he shares the story. And you know, it's freaking so cool, man. Kyle, tell me about the fantasy football angle, which is really cool. This is Friday, August 19th at Citizens Bank Park.
Yeah, we've got a really big weekend planned that weekend. And Adam Wainwright with the Cardinals started doing fantasy football through Big League Impact. He and his brother founded Big League Impact, and really on the basis of doing fantasy football with fans at the stadium. So I've done it now. I think this will be my fifth or sixth year back to Minnesota to now. And it just gives fans a chance to come to the park, have a full day at the park. You know, what I like to do if we have time is play catch on the field, you know, give a little tour of the field.
That's awesome.
And then we go up to a private area in the park. And if we're able to do a live draft, then we take, you know, if we have two or three leagues, each league does their live draft in person. I'm not sure if we're going to be able to do a full live draft or if we're going to do daily style yet this year. But either way, it's going to be a great day for fans and a chance all season if you're a fantasy football fan, to play fantasy football with maybe Aaron Nola or Zach Wheeler or even Zach Eflin or whoever's in it. I don't know which players are going to be in it yet. But and it gives fans, once again, another way to connect through something totally different. And I'm sure there's a lot of fantasy football fans up here.
We were just talking about it. People go crazy over it. It's the best.
Exactly. And then the Sunday is when Zach and I will be hosting a Topgolf event. So it's going to be a big event for Big League Impact here. And then, as you might already know, all through the summer, we're doing our Big League Impact All Win campaign. So now, I think there's almost like $800 or $900 going to charity all around the Philadelphia area through donations from Zach, Aaron Nola, myself, and fans. So fans can go to bigleagueimpact.org and get all the information on donating for Team Win, signing up for fantasy football, and also signing up for that Topgolf on August 21st.
Oh, man, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. Now, guys, listen, we're fired up, man, all right? It's going to be we're going to get one tonight against the Braves, and then we got the Cardinals coming in. We're going to take that. I know it. How you guys feeling so far, man? That was a great stretch. Robbie's got the boys rolling. How you feeling there? Well, Kyle, I'll ask you first. How's it feeling? I know Bryce is a big loss, but listen, you know, that's where teams come together, right?
Yeah, Bryce is a big loss. And, I mean, you can't replace, obviously, an MVP. And I think, you know, that's one thing that as a team, we got to make sure that we're not trying to do.
Yep.
You know, people can't try to be Bryce Harper because only he can be him. But Bryce knows how much he also brings off the field and how much encouragement and leadership he brings in the dugout or in the locker room. And, you know, whenever he can get back out there and is recovered, I'm sure he's going to be on the bench and helping guys in situations because players of that caliber see things that other players don't. And when he can walk a guy through a situation and help them learn and be better, the whole team's going to be better. But, man.
Hey, real quick, because just to add to your story. So you know what I loved about it? So it's a Sunday night broadcast, right? And he was mic'd up. It was an ESPN game. It was against the Mets. He's mic'd up, right? So he does his interview. He's doing his interview. And he goes, listen, he goes, you know, I'd love to be with you guys all night.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. 97.5.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Right, but we got runners on first and third. I got to root my team in.
That's right.
And I was like, I love that, dude. Like, that's Bryce, man. And that's leading by doing the right thing.
And he's been, like, open with us. Like, you know, when he's at the plate, he loves, like, taking a pitch and just seeing everybody fired up on the bench. So, you know, that's the kind of player he is.
That's awesome. Zach, how's Robbie been and what's Robbie done that really helped galvanize this team, man? And you guys had that great run not too long ago.
Yeah, Tom's has been great. You know, I believe he came over in 17. Ever since then, I mean, and you could talk to anybody in the clubhouse and they'd run through a brick wall for him. He just has this kind of calm confidence about him. He's been really engaging with players and really getting to know people on a personal level, which I think is probably the biggest aspect of a winning major league clubhouse. But at the end of the day, you know, he's a source of confidence and you can see that every single day with him walking in the dugout, you know, cheering us on in the dugout. Just everything about Tom's is just great. He's an awesome manager and an awesome person.
That's all. And you guys, you know, the length of the season and all the travel, everything. You need, like, I loved Robbie's kind of the way he is because I think that really translates. And I think it just makes coming to the yard relaxing and it just, so it's not pressure. I mean, I think that's a big thing.
I think that was the big thing at the beginning, right? Like, we all knew there was high expectations. And when you don't meet the expectations early on, it's easy to be really disappointed and easy to kind of let that carry into the next day. And I think we just have to keep reminding ourselves, even right now, right?
Yep.
I have no idea where we are in the division because ultimately right now it doesn't matter, right?
Yep.
We have to win games. We have to win series and trust the fact that at the end of the year, if we play how we're supposed to play, we're going to be in the spot that we want to be in. And I really believe we're going to be there.
I'm with you. Listen, I think this is a playoff team, man. I do. I think you guys, I think the offense will hit, will come together and get Bryce back and do what we got to do. And I'm with you, man. I'll tell you guys, what a pleasure, an absolute pleasure. Kyle Gibson, Zach Eflin, and boys, once again, bigleagueimpact.org is how you can get involved. Two great events, man. Kyle, great stuff, buddy.
Thank you. Appreciate you guys. Thanks for having us on.
What a pleasure. Zach, go get them, baby.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.
There they are. Good stuff, man. They're the boys as getting ready for this weekend. Kyle is a wonderful guy, like a true professional.
Yeah, they were both awesome.
Yeah.
It was cool to hear from him. And like he said, you know what I mean? Like, you do that whole get to know your fan base gets to know you thing. It was cool because, like, you know, even the story you were telling about, you know, kid in Disney.
I think about the universe often, right? Because I think there's a lesson there. Right?
Yeah, you're a cosmic guy.
I am. And you know what? It's weird sometimes. And then you go, is it weird or is there something there? So when I hand the guy, Massimo's buddy RJ, so they've been playing on the same team. I coached RJ, I don't know, 3 years running. And then, you know, they played together for Coach Warren for the Heat over in Ariston Township. And so I've never forget, it was so funny because I remember them, Ramon is his dad, taking the family to Disney. And when they came back, he goes, yo, dude, guess who we saw? We saw Zach Eflin. And RJ was all fired up. Yeah, man. He was showing me how to throw a curveball. We're talking about baseball, the whole thing. And he was so great. And it was funny. I was talking to Ramon, and I'm thinking, you know, it's funny. Guys should know the impact that they have when they talk to a young, especially a kid who's interested in baseball.
For sure.
That's how you get them to stay interested, right? Is that when you have an encounter with a kid, forget about adults, right? You have an encounter with a kid, that's when you foster that interest. That's a big deal.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, you not only from a fandom standpoint, but from a playing standpoint, right? You're talking about, you know, proper curveball grip and, you know, how to get a little bit of two-seam movement on your fastball and things like that. And, like, you know, Eflin's got a good sinker. You know what
right,
I mean? Like,
exactly.
Hey, tilt your fingers this way. Tweak the ball just a little bit. Tilt your fingers to the side. Snap it down. That's how you get it. Like, that's awesome.
Exactly. That's exactly right, buddy. Anyway, so I was good to hear from the guys. And it's a great charity. And I hope they win. I really do, man. I missed the train was rolling. And freaking Bryce, man, it's so hard losing Bryce.
Yeah, you salvage one today, and then we'll worry about the Cardinals.
I hear you. Let's go to Scotty. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Scott.
Hey, Cuzzy. How you doing?
Good, buddy.
Good. I got a question for you. Violation or not? Fantasy football here. How early, well, to preset it, my age group, you know, we have a couple youngins, newborns, young children. How early do we have to set the draft date to be acceptable for everyone to make it without excuses due to no babysitters, XYZ?
Well, that's a great question. You got to at least go 2-3 weeks out, right? I mean, I think you're safe.
I said 2 months. I said
2 months?
Book it now. So there's no excuses.
Dude, I was going to say the one month, right? I give you 3 weeks, a month. You go 2 months, there's no excuses. To me, a month.
Zero excuses.
Zero. I agree. Because you know now, you say, listen, who's it? Anybody got vacations? Anybody going down the shore? Like, when are you thinking of having it? The Tuesday after Labor Day?
It's usually right before the season starts, so it's pretty close to the season.
Right, so it starts the Thursday after Labor Day. So most leagues do the Tuesday after Labor Day. You got right. Tuesday, Wednesday. You can do it a little early. You can do it Monday. You want to make sure, obviously, injuries and the whole thing. But, you know.
Absolutely.
Anytime over that Labor Day weekend into the Tuesday, Wednesday is the time. Yeah, I think 2 months is more than enough.
More well in advance to have plans and accommodate for your children and XYZ. Yeah,
exactly. Yep.
Okay. I like that. And I got a question for the bot, and it might be very, very well known, or it might take a second. Four NBA teams that are singular versus plural.
Can you say it again?
Oh, this is good. This is good.
It's so, four NBA teams that their mascot name or their team name are singular versus plural.
Oh, okay,
plural.
So like the teams that don't have an S at the end of
like
their name.
Like the Heat.
Gotcha. Heat, Jazz, Thunder, and...
Come on, bot!
Oh, man. Heat, Jazz, Thunder. Oh, man.
Come on, bot!
Down south. They're close to the Heat.
Come on, bot!
Oh, and Magic.
Hey, there you go.
You gave the hit. I love it. Good stuff, brother. I don't know, bot.
Such an irrelevant franchise.
Yeah, but you
gotta get it right.
You know. Zooli! Give me the four teams without the S is a plural.
The Heat, the Jazz, the Thunder, and the Magic.
Coming up, I might have to hit you with more NFL. But right now, Zooli, give me an NBA update.
The NBA update, the latest that, by the way, that you gave us a little bit ago, for anybody that maybe didn't hear, Brett Brown joining the Spurs staff and joining, of course, Greg Popovich, where he spent a lot of time before becoming the Sixers head coach. That is the latest. Everything else is kind of status quo for now. Although, one thing of interest that we did see just a couple minutes ago is that multiple teams, including Atlanta, Brooklyn, Chicago, and of course the Sixers, are expected to compete for P.J. Tucker in this offseason or in this free agency. Now, it seemed to us like this was a done deal. Does that change your thought process at all when you hear that obviously more teams are trying to compete for Tucker?
I hear Tucker's done.
That's what I thought, too.
I don't know who reported that.
That was Alex Schiffer from the Brooklyn Nets beat writer for The Athletic.
Yeah, all due respect to Schiffer. I think it's done. I hear it's done. I hear Tucker's coming to the Sixers.
That's all I've heard, too.
I mean, I hear it's done from a very good source. So.
Shams hit him with the retweet, so obviously he trusts that guy.
Well, I'm happy to you know, you guys worship over the feet of these dudes that I don't. There's only one guy that I know knows everything, and that's Woj.
Oh, I'm a Shams guy over Woj.
Yeah, you don't know what you're talking about. I worked with Woj back in the day. You have no idea about. This is where I'll tell the bot that you got to go back to bot school, because first of all, there's agents and all this other stuff and a whole bigger, the guy that you can trust the most, the guy that knows the most is Woj, and everybody else is a distant second, third, fourth, or whatever, especially your boy, the Sham.
Okay.
And this comes from somebody who worked with Woj, side by side. Come on, bot. Now, sometimes, bot, you gotta trust the people. You understand?
I trust you. I trust your sources.
You gotta trust the people. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. I'm going to bust them, man. I'm going to bust them. Let me tell you about my good guys at Colonial Marble and Granite. Colonial Marble and Granite. Yes! They got the big 4th of July sale coming on. Yes, the 4th of July sale is tremendous. And I tell you about Colonial Marble and Granite all the time. They have this sale that goes on. Could you imagine your backs like that, right? Like you want your backyard to pop. How about the incredible tile? Oh my God. Like their slab yards, slab yard is incredible. You want to talk about God's art gallery? Well, imagine it's not just your kitchen. You got for the wall, for the outdoor, the flooring. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. And this deal right now they got going on is the sink and faucet gold package, fully installed for $499, valued at $1,200. So when you buy the gold package, get up to 25% off a stone countertop. That, my friends, a big move. Zero money down, 0% financing on purchase of $19.99 or more for up to 18 months. Colonial Marble will help the selection process for everything. They're amazing. They'll give you on-site detail, the fabrication, installation. Visit one of their showrooms online, colonialmarble.net. Sale ends the 4th.
I had something better for you. I think we're in a little bit of a dead period. Eye of the hurricane.
Eye of the hurricane. I like the eye of the hurricane. Have you ever been in a hurricane?
No, I mean.
Have you seen the sky in a hurricane?
I don't think I have.
In the eye, when the sky is bright blue and there's no humidity, and it's just magical, except you know that it's coming back.
That's got to be eerie.
Yeah, dude. You know it's coming back.
I think the closest
I have a friend of mine who, in fact, he's in Croatia right now. He's from there.
Okay.
And he's with Cousin Joey because they're in Croatia, in Zadar. And he was a ship's captain. All right? And he was really a navigator for a merchant marine shipping company.
Okay.
And he spent his whole, from the age of 16 to the age of 30, on a ship traversing the globe.
Can't do it.
And when he talked to me about what storms were like in the Pacific, it'll make you scared. Like, it'll scare you to death.
Yep. Nope. Not doing that in open water.
Remember, like you talked about open water before. Now imagine, right? You're on a ship that's Yugoslavian. That's old, all right? That if the engine goes, you go, all right?
You're just in the middle of the water.
And there's a storm, and the storm rises up 40 stories. Like the ship goes up 40 stories.
Right.
And then plummets back to the water every 30 seconds.
Nope. Uh-uh.
Could you imagine that?
That's nightmare stuff.
And if your engines go, you go. You're done. You capsize.
That's terrifying.
Yes. Yes. And that's when you go. The stories that he tells you make you go, oh my God, you did that?
I don't even want to go on like a fishing boat, let alone that.
This is just ridiculous. Yeah, it's so interesting. Amazing stuff.
I'm sure he's got great stories.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. All right, Bot. I'll give you a question.
Okay.
Let's see if Bot can get this question correct. I'm in football mode, as you well imagine. Let me go 2010.
Okay.
All right. 2010, name this guy, Bot. A wide receiver. There are two wide receivers that made the All-Pro. One AFC, one NFC. One from the Falcons.
Okay.
Who is it?
It's one of two, and I'm not sure when Julio got drafted, so I'm going to go with the other one. I'm going to say Roddy White.
Yes! The Bot is back!
Yeah, I just couldn't tell you when Julio
Roddy
was drafted.
Roddy White is correct! Give me this one, AFC South.
AFC South. Houston Texans?
Incorrect. No. He was a runner-up.
Okay. I was going to go Andre Johnson.
I know you were.
AFC South. Reggie Wayne.
Yes! Give me the two AFC runner-ups. One Denver, one Kansas City. If you get these two, you're a true bot.
All right, so Kansas City, I'm pretty sure, was Dwayne Bowe.
Yes! The bot! Yes! And then
who? What was the other team?
Denver.
Demaryius Thomas.
2010.
Okay.
2010.
So who was before? Who? Brandon Lloyd.
I give up.
Is it Brandon Lloyd?
It is correct, Amundo. Brandon Lloyd. You got Dwayne Bowe, too.
Dwayne Bowe is my guy. I liked him a lot.
Yeah, I was a big Dwayne Bowe man, too, myself.
He just had an issue of having Matt Cassel as his quarterback. Yeah.
Dwayne Bowe wasn't great. He was a great talent.
Good. Yeah.
I agree with that. T-Love. What's happening, T-Love?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's happening?
How you guys doing today?
Good.
Yeah, hey, look here. Every time I hold on, man, you start bringing up other things, man, that I start thinking about. When you start talking about the storms at sea, oh, my gosh, nothing scarier than a tropical storm at sea, man.
Have you been in one?
I in the Navy 6 years, man.
You're a Navy man. Thank you for your service, T-Love.
You got it, man.
Where was it, T-Love? Tell me the story.
I was stationed in Guam. And, you know, they have a lot of tropical storms hit those islands. And we had to get out before all the ships and all the submarines. I was on a sub tender. So at any time, we might have two, three submarines port starboard. And so we got to get out quickly before the storm hits.
Oh, my God.
And we just barely made it to breakwater right along the Marianas Trench when... Boom, all of a sudden, you see sunny, bright skies, blue water, and then you see this swarm of gray just coming at you, and everything turns gray.
Yes.
It's like one blank sheet of photoscape, all gray.
It just envelops you.
It just envelops, and now all of a sudden, man, you're hitting like 40-foot swells going up, down, sideways. I mean, it's hard to not get. That's the first time I ever got sick at sea, and I've been all over the.
Yeah, because you got 40-foot swells that you're dry every 30 seconds.
It's crazy, but you know what? It's great sleeping. It puts you right to sleep if you can get to your rack. But the be I actually, you know, I'm city kid, man. I got to see this, man.
Exactly.
This is my first time anywhere, man. I'm peeking out and I'm seeing all kinds of stuff, man. And they're like, you're crazy. And it just I thought it was fascinating, man. But it was the scariest thing that I ever did at sea. And I've been to like three oceans. So over and under.
Oh, my God. And you would see when you looked out, what did you see? Like you just saw this, you know, gray amoeba, and you just looked and you saw the water from deep below.
You see gray, you see white caps, you see the skies. Just it's a scary feel. It looks like the end of the world, actually.
Wow! You
know, and you know, I'm on a ship. I'm not on a small boat. I'm on a ship.
Right.
And when you see that you're almost equal with your main deck is almost equal with the waterline, and you realize how high you really are up, it's scary.
Oh,
it's scary to think
God.
About.
Now, I will say this. About. Now, he used to tell me the stories that there is nothing more beautiful, too. During, like, a beautiful weather, he'd say he'd wake up, and he would be out on the deck, and he would see the dolphins playing with the ship.
Oh, man, it is beautiful. Listen, we went we sailed to the Indian Ocean. I spent 31 days in a place called Diego Garcia. And this place, man, the clearest greenish water you ever seen. You can actually see down And we would we had to dock out about a few miles out because the ship was too large to come into port. And we would take the captain's dinghy over to the island. And right on the dock, you look down and you see nothing but hammerhead sharks.
Are you serious?
It's crazy, man. It was an experience, man. I'll never forget it. You know?
Damn, T-Law, that's amazing.
All over, man. Singapore, Australia, you name it. Philippines, everywhere, man.
That is awesome. That's fascinating. Yeah. I love that stuff, T-Law, man. It's great storytelling. I took all your time. So do you need something about fantasy football?
Hey, you know, I'm just happy that you guys, man, it's come full circle, man. I can remember years ago, man, I got into this a long time ago, and I used to call up, and I used to kind of get my virtual ass handed to me talking about fantasy football.
I know. They hated it. The old heads.
Yeah, you remember those days.
The old heads hated it, cuz. I know.
Yeah,
I know. They,
yeah.
They used to kill us for talking about it. Don't talk about it.
But I listen.
Everybody does it. Why can't you talk about it?
Yeah, right. I love it now that it's so widely accepted now. You know, I mean,
I know we were nerds and geeks.
There you go. Baseball every day. If you want to be good at it, you have to invest a year into learning about the players because you got to take the home thing out of it completely, man. Because I see a lot of people, they get into it for the first time and their team is loaded with Eagles.
I know, but that's the fun of it, though. I mean, that, and listen, T-Love, great stuff, brother. Great conversation, man. Enjoyed it. Thank
you. Love you, guys.
Love you too, buddy. Now, the one thing I will say, I get the, you know, first of all, you know, I know you want to win. I mean, we all want to win, obviously. But it's way more fun to win when you got birds. I used to be in a league. It was me and it was 11, 12, how much, 12 of us? 11 cops. 11 Philly cops. And I used to have a blast with them. And I was in this league forever. All right, my man Johnny Gable was they used to make fun of me. Right? Just make fun of me constantly. Overdrafting Burke. Because I'm like, you know what? I want to win this thing with Eagles. Now, Bot, I know you, but you are probably totally, you try to win no matter what.
Yep.
You have no fun.
I have no care in the world. If I win that money on the backs of Ezekiel Elliott and Saquon Barkley and Dak Prescott or whomever.
Yeah,
doesn't mean anything to me. I'm trying to win championships.
Yeah, I know you are. You're just a horrible, heartless thing. You are. You're just a machine, dude.
I don't know about heartless. Like,
you're a machine.
I live and die with these teams.
I know you do. Listen, I know you do. But as a fantasy,
yes.
But as a sportsman, you are completely just a bot.
Devoid.
Yes.
A little bit.
You're a bot.
Yeah,
you're
a
complete bot.
Got some news for you.
You do?
Yes.
What do we got, bot?
Evan Massey. Forbes, ESPN. Been on around. A reporter for hire, if you will. But he's connected. Sixers
yeah,
and Rockets.
Sure about that? Now, remember, I work with a lot of these
now,
people.
All right, I know.
Go ahead.
I think he's connected.
All right.
Sixers and Rockets have engaged in trade discussions surrounding Eric Gordon.
I like it. I like it.
Non-NBA news. You might find this interesting.
So Matisse for Eric Gordon?
Oh, I would do that in a second.
I know.
In a heartbeat.
Yeah.
By the way, some non-NBA news if you're interested. Sources say that USC and UCLA planning to leave the Pac-12 for the Big Ten.
Yeah, I heard that.
As early as 2024.
Yeah. So think about that for a second. We're heading to the apocalypse of the conference.
Oh, it's Pac-12?
It's the conference apocalypse.
Oh, you mean in general?
In general.
Probably. Yeah, I think you're just going to have teams.
What you're going to have these monster, bloated leagues, right? Like, so how could USC and UCLA play in the Big Ten? Right? Now, all the Big Ten cares about is your TV network, right? So you want the big behemoth TV network. It's like, how could Texas play in the SEC?
Do you mean from like a competition standpoint or just from like a like tradition?
Tradition. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I mean, it makes no sense.
Like all of it, right? So what you're going to have is you're going to have just basically three leagues.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, it'll be the SEC, the Big Ten, and whichever one survives.
My guess is probably the ACC.
I would think so. I think that it's probably now the strongest because when you look at the Big 12, right, Cincinnati is good, but I don't know what they do post, you know, Ritter and Ford and all those guys.
But the Big Ten, so they'll have this conference, right? So you'll figure you'll add another division.
Right.
Which is the West Division.
Right.
So then the Rose Bowl is the winner of the Big Ten East Division versus the Big Ten West Division.
Correct. Which means that the Big Ten East Division, now, not that it, you know, it's not like this already, but it's going to be very, very top heavy.
Yeah.
With the Ohio States and Michigan.
Yeah, Penn State.
I don't even, you know, it's funny, I don't even count Penn State in that.
But they will. They'll move them there.
Yeah.
Because you can only, you're only going to have the two divisions. So right. they'll reconfigure them.
Sure. So it'll be everybody, Michigan State, Rutgers, yeah. Maryland, and then right. the West will be, I guess, right. Nebraska, Iowa.
But how ridiculous. Like, think about, all due respect to the general. Does the general squad belong in the Big Ten?
More so now than they did when they started.
Listen,
but
they've made some inroads. But that's my point, is that the whole thing's out of whack. But they wanted New York. Right, they wanted that. They wanted.
I think they should be in the ACC. Quite honestly,
they should. But they wanted Big Ten. Wanted a footprint.
Right,
and he, you know, so you got New York, Philly, you got Penn State, right, which is really obviously 4 hours away, 3.5 hours away. So, you know, they wanted that footprint.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
And that's why they go get LA and they go get UCLA and USC. Like, how could USC? How could the Pac-12 is about to die?
Yeah, I would think so. Because who are they going to bring in to replace them? It'll be like San Jose State. And
right, like then it becomes a bogus conference. So Oregon, what happens to Oregon? They're going to leave.
Eventually, yeah.
Washington, they're going to leave.
Yep.
Arizona's going to leave.
Yeah, you'll be left with Oregon State.
The whole thing went wacky. And then what? Like, then with the NILs, like all of a sudden, like, you know, Miami's going to be good.
Yeah, of course.
Right? Because they're going to spend, look at the money that they're generating for kids to pay the kids.
Don't blame them.
Right? Eddie, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Eddie.
Hello, Anthony.
Hello, Eddie.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure, bro.
Listen, I sent you something a couple days ago. I don't know if you saw it in the email, but the last 2 weeks of June this year is the 30th anniversary of some pretty significant sporting events in Philadelphia, or things that affected Philadelphia sports. So I don't know. Did you have a chance to see that or not?
No, but again, I don't. You know, okay. It's funny. I don't have the work email. I do. I have just the personal email, so I don't do the work email.
That's fine. Well, I can mention. That's why I want to call and mention it. Since 30 years ago, Barkley got traded to the Sun. And if you remember who the Sixers drafted after they did that?
Yeah, well, they got Hornacek, Tim Perry, and Andrew Lang was what they got for him, yeah.
Right, and then they drafted Clarence Weatherspoon.
Yeah, it was horrible.
And then
it was horrible. It was like the death of the Sixers. The death of the Sixers has happened a couple times, and that was the death of the Sixers, my brother.
Yeah, it was, and it lasted a long time.
Yep.
Until AI came in.
Yeah, you're right.
The other thing happened the same 2 weeks was Herschel Walker got signed by the Eagles.
Get out. They happened 2 weeks. Wow, that's amazing.
Same 2 weeks.
Herschel. How about that, man? Do you remember the big trade? The Herschel trade? With Minnesota and Dallas?
Oh, yeah. The original trade.
Yeah.
When he first got moved. Yeah.
And then
nobody wanted him, and the Eagles found it. In fact, I think the fans were the ones who were surrounded the vet at the time. Beat for the horns, remember? Beat for Herschel? Honk for Herschel?
Yes! Honk for Herschel! Oh, my God, Eddie! That's awesome! Yeah. I haven't thought about that in forever.
Well, the other thing happens exactly 30 years ago. Jerome Brown was killed in the car accident.
Yeah, that was horrible.
Yeah, that was another setback for the Eagles. And then today, 30 years ago today, the Flyers were awarded Eric Lindros after the Quebec screwed up the making two trades.
Ah, that's a you're right, man. The monumental thing that happened.
Yeah, the if you remember, they traded the same pick to the Rangers and the Flyers.
I know.
And then it went
and
to
then
arbitration.
We were so excited when the arbiter ruled our way.
And you know who they gave up for him?
Yeah, Forsberg, yeah.
Forsberg, Hextall, and Richie.
Yeah, believe me, I remember.
Yeah.
And we know what happens with Forsberg.
And two years later, the Rangers win the Cup.
Yep.
So
I was actually in New York working for the Post when the Rangers won the Cup and broke 1940.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, anyway, there is. I just want to.
That's a great. I love that stuff, man. That's good stuff, Eddie. Thank you, buddy. That's good. Go back in the past. Oh my God! Are you kidding me?
Which trade's worse, the Herschel trade or the move up to get Ricky Williams?
Dude, he traded his whole draft.
The whole draft.
He traded his whole draft.
I know.
So I covered that year. The Saints were training in La Crosse, Wisconsin. Okay? So I go to do a story on the Saints. And, dude, Ricky does his press conference. And this is when he had his disorder, right? So he does the whole interview with his helmet on. And it was, dude, it was bizarre. It was the weirdest thing in the world. That was, if you remember, Sports Illustrated puts Dickett in a dress. Did you know this?
I don't think I remember that one.
Yeah, the cover of the magazine had Mike Dickett in a dress next to Ricky Williams. He was married to Ricky Williams.
Oh, okay. I got you.
So he traded his whole draft for Ricky. And he was mad. But that was a famous cover, that magazine.
I don't think I remember that one.
And so I get caught. So I'm doing the story on it. I'm talking to Dicka. And I'm literally, and he was always great to deal with. But I was on a golf cart with him. And he just kept saying, look at him. I mean, look at him. He's going to be incredible. Look at him. I'm telling you, this is my greatest move ever. Look at him. And if you remember, that, of course, that draft was the Donovan draft.
Yes.
And everybody here wanted Ricky Williams.
They booed the you-know-what out of Donovan.
Right. And actually, it wasn't that many people, but you know.
Well, they like to make it out like it was, there were 10,000 Eagles fans there that day.
So to bring it back full circle, I go to Chicago later that year, that summer, and I go to Donovan's house in Dalton, Illinois. And I go have pancakes at his house. His mother made them.
Okay.
And I can tell you the story. I'm in his bedroom, right? We're talking. I'm doing the interview. And he's got the trophies. And he was dying. I mean, that dude was a great kid as a kid. It was amazing. Then we come back at the table. We're sitting at the table at his mother's house. I'll never forget. It was Diekman Court in Dalton, Illinois. And his mother says, I was so upset when they booed you. And he's like, nah, mom, it's just whatever. And he tried to downplay it. And I even go, dude, that was nothing. It was just a couple people. It was more because of the Ricky Williams thing. Once you get there, everybody's going to love you. That's a true story.
That's pretty cool.
And he
having pancakes in his house.
And the shame of it is, had he kept that mentality, look, it was tough, but he held the grudge. And it's a shame. He had a grudge. And to this day, I get it. It's a shame, though. And if he wins it in 2002, 2003, or 2004, it's a whole postscript, different story with Donovan. Anyway, we're out of time. Coming up tonight, we got Cousins Corner. So, Bot, great job. We got one more day tomorrow. So bring your battery. Make sure you're sufficiently charged. Charge. All right? Stay tuned. The Generals got you. NBA free agency. Hopefully we'll be talking Sixers moves tomorrow. We love you, everybody. Have a great day. We'll talk to you in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.